smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Matt Walsh's new movie is out, and it is already causing seismic waves throughout the DEI community. We'll get to the biggest story concerning that in one moment. First, Tuesday night's debate made it clear that legacy media will do literally anything to bury the truth, including just openly side with Kamala Harris. That is why we exist. The Daily Wire Plus gives you unlimited access to the truth with uncensored daily shows, free from ads or moderators, live breaking news coverage, and the hard-hitting investigative journalism the left doesn't want you to see. Join the fight today at dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code FIGHT for 47% off new Daily Wire Plus memberships. The deal is for a very limited time. Join the fight right now. dailywire.com/subscribe with code FIGHT for 47% off. Okay, so Matt Walsh's movie is now in theaters. And apparently, there are members of the movie theater employee community who are attempting to stop people from actually seeing the film. Matt has been tweeting out all morning threads from Reddit essentially suggesting that people are going to get in the way of actually allowing people to see the film. Apparently, one movie theater employee put out a post saying, "I will be making the transaction as difficult as possible for anyone seeing the Matt Walsh movie." Another person said, "Can you take the good seats out of service without anyone noticing? Only sell the creatures that crawl out of the mud to see this thing, the crap seats." So the left doing its best to prevent people from seeing the film, even at the lowest levels. But it is not stopping the fallout. So one of the funniest scenes in the film, Am I Racist, is a scene in which Matt sits down with Robin DiAngelo. And it is hysterical. So Robin DiAngelo is the author of an incredibly big-selling book called White Fragility. So in 2020, during Black Lives Matter summer, Robin DiAngelo became a thing. Her book sold like hotcakes. It was at the top of the New York Times bestseller list for weeks at a time. It sold hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of copies, and it is complete and utter tripe. It is an awful piece of trash. In fact, I did about a 40-minute takedown of it on YouTube. You can go check that out right now. I go point by point through her entire trash book. It makes no sense. It is self-defeating. The entire book conflicts. It is logically incoherent. And it happens to be also particularly ugly, because the basic idea is that if you are white, then you are inherently sinful, and there's no way to escape that sin except for doing the things that Robin DiAngelo wants you to do, politically speaking. So there's a scene in the film where Matt somehow and his producers got Robin DiAngelo to sit down with Matt. And the premise of Am I Racist? Is that Matt is effectively a very woke DEI guy. And he falls into the philosophy of DEI-dom and chases it all the way down the rabbit hole. So in this particular scene, I don't want to give it away because it's one of the best scenes in the film. He's sitting with Robin DiAngelo, and let's just say that he manipulates her into doing something so insane on camera that it should be career-ending. And she knows it, which is presumably why she has now basically deactivated her Twitter account. Now, Robin DiAngelo has released a statement slamming Matt Walsh. She vowed in a statement not to watch the film. Here's what she said. Quote, "Back in 2023, I was contacted by a group who claimed to be making a documentary film called Shades of Justice about efforts to address racism in the United States. They planned to interview anti-racist activists, authors, and thought leaders in service of supporting the cause of racial equality. They offered me between $10,000 and $20,000 for an interview. I said, let's meet in the middle with $15,000 and agreed to participate. I've since donated that sum to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund." Well, I'm sure that she donated that sum after she found out that she was in the film and realized, oh boy, this is going to be bad. So first of all, kind of weird that she only agreed to be in the film for $15,000. Except for the fact that, as Matt's movie exposes, this whole thing is a giant grift. Robin DiAngelo has been picking up checks from some of the biggest corporations in America for years to go there and teach absolute horse crap to people. And in exchange, she receives the money and the credibility, and then she takes those credentials. Hey, I taught at Google. And she moves on to Apple. And then she goes and picks up a big sack of cash from Apple. So she took $15,000 to sit down for the documentary Shades of Justice, an anti-racist documentary. When I arrived for the interview, says Robin DiAngelo, a few things felt off. The grips would not make eye contact with me. The interviewer, who's introduced as Matt, appeared to be wearing an ill-fitting wig. Matt presented himself as someone new to anti-racist work, also true, and seemed earnest, and his questions did not come across as adversarial. By the end, however, things got weird. See, that's the whole point, is that when doing something like what Matt did, the whole point of it is, what do these people say to each other behind closed doors? And you can't do that if you come in adversarial. So he asked her questions, and she couldn't tell what was going on. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, Kamala's campaign has nothing to do with policy. If it did, then her numbers would be much worse, because her policies are terrible, including, of course, her Israel policy. All of Israel right now is mourning the loss of the six hostages abducted during the October 7th attacks and then found abjectly murdered in terror tunnels. Israel continues to be on high alert for a possible major assault by Iran due to security situations. Many major airlines have canceled or suspended flights into Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv. In the event of an attack, Israelis across the country could be forced to spend days or weeks in bomb shelters. While these shelters keep Israelis safe, they need to be equipped with basic essentials for survival. The Fellowship has launched a project to immediately equip bomb shelters with emergency food boxes for Israelis who have to remain there in case of an Iranian attack. 10,000 of these food boxes have been delivered. They're preparing to deliver thousands more. In northern Israel, the Fellowship has delivered firefighting equipment, protective equipment for hospitals, two bulletproof vehicles, and much more to enhance security and protect both citizens and first responders. They're on the ground. They're working around the clock to fill immediate needs. We are looking for 300 more listeners to join me by donating $100 to meet these urgent security needs. Thanks to a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will be matched, doubling your impact in the Holy Land. I'm grateful for our loyal listeners. We are super close to hitting our goal. We need all the support we can get. We have a few days left because the match campaign ends September 8th. To give to IFCJ, visit benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you. Matt asked what I thought, says Robin DiAngelo, about reparations for black Americans. I said I agreed with reparations, but that it was not my area of expertise. He then pulled up a chair and invited a black crew member who went by Ben to sit with us, took out his wallet, and handed Ben some cash. He said that if I believed in reparations, I should also give Ben cash. While some black people have asked white people to engage in reparations by giving directly to individuals, reparations are generally understood as a systemic approach to past and current injustice. The way Matt set this up felt intended to put Ben and I on the spot. Well, there's a problem with this particular statement. Ben happens to be a producer on the film. So it didn't put Ben and you on the spot. It put you on the spot because you're a hypocrite. Because Matt was pushing this on us, I expressed my discomfort and checked in with Ben to make sure he was okay with receiving cash in this way. Ben reassured me that he was, so I went to my wallet and handed him my cash, and the interview ended. I was so unsettled by the way Matt manipulated this last scene, I emailed the contact person, who went by the name of Lee Hampton, to explain that this scene was not an example of reparations and could mislead viewers. I asked they not use it in the film and shared several resources overviewing legitimate systemic efforts for reparations. He assured me, says Robin DiAngelo, that he understood and that they had not yet decided whether to address reparations. He never again contacted me or answered an email. After reviewing the sequence of events and discussing it with colleagues, I realized they had lied about their agenda, and I had been played. I spread the word on my networks. Unfortunately, last month, I started receiving hateful and misogynistic emails. Some referenced the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro's website, which announced the film is indeed being released. It is not titled Shades of Justice, nor is it meant to support the anti-racist cause. Well, yeah, because you won't speak to anybody who doesn't. It is a Borat-style mockumentary titled Am I Racist? And designed to humiliate and discredit anti-racist educators and activists. Yes, that's accurate. That's true. Their deception was carefully planned and well-funded. The website they sent me was fake, as were their identities, the project title used in the legal waiver, the description of the project, and the last name they gave for Matt. The interviewer was, in fact, Matt Walsh, a far-right provocateur, backed by Shapiro and Daily Wire Plus, and yes, wearing a wig. The co-CEO of the Daily Wire, says Robin DiAngelo, has stated, quote, I can't think of a more appropriate film for the Daily Wire's first original theatrical release than Am I Racist? What does a woman change the national conversation on radical gender theory, effectively killing the issue, and DEI is the next pillar of the woke mind virus that's about to topple. DEI culture is one of the most toxic plagues in American life. Am I Racist, says Robin DiAngelo, is not only about me, and I was not the only one who fell for their deception. Sadly, many of those being mocked are women of color. No, no, never mock a woman of color. Never. There's never any reason. Because in Robin DiAngelo's world, they are sainted. By the way, some of the people who mocked in the movie include people like Syra Rao, legitimately one of the worst voices in American public discourse. I have not seen the film, nor do I plan to watch it, says Robin DiAngelo, so I don't know what they've used in my interview or how they've edited it. But if you see the clips or the full film, consider the source, Matt Walsh. So, who is Matt Walsh, and what is his and his backers' agenda? Luckily, he has answered that question without shame time and again. Then she quotes the Southern Poverty Law Center. It says, Shapiro and Walsh's previous film, Lady Ballers, is filled with misogyny, racism, and transphobia. Shapiro also sponsored a film denigrating George Floyd. This experience, says Robin DiAngelo, has reinforced for me how critically important it is to do in-depth background research before making yourself vulnerable to people you don't know or believing in sharing what you see online. They will not prevail in their efforts to stop the work for racial justice. Well, it seems like we prevailed a little since you deactivated your Twitter account. So there is that. Little awkward for you. And what's hilarious about all of this, and Matt tweeted this out, he said, Robin DiAngelo has issued a statement denouncing our film. She claims the movie is designed to humiliate and discredit anti-racist educators and activists. She couldn't be more correct in that assessment. Thank you, Robin. My favorite part of this wonderful statement is that she says she noticed my ill-fitting wig when we first sat down with me, and yet for some reason, she still did the interview. Maybe it was the $15,000. Maybe, because it's a giant grift. Now, Matt also points out this morning that people are very angry at him. He used methods of deception. You mean in a mockumentary in which you expose people? So Matt tweeted, quote, many on the left are criticizing the tactics we used to make our film. Notice how they make no such criticisms about Borat. The difference is that Borat was meant to embarrass normal working class Americans. Our film embarrasses DEI grifters, academics, and upper class liberals. Even Nathan Fielder, who I think is hilarious and brilliant, usually uses these kinds of methods to humiliate average people who haven't done anything to deserve the humiliation. The left is fine with that too. With our new film and our last film, we're actually punching up, but somehow we're the unethical ones. Interesting. Of course, that is exactly right. So Matt's film already doing damage. Hilariously enough, the film is going to be released. It's already in something like 1,500 theaters across the country. It is not reviewed a single time at Rotten Tomatoes. Zero reviews. None. In fact, if you go to the Rotten Tomatoes page, brought to you by Fandango, they have a sort of scrolling wheel here that says new and now in theaters. And it lists literally every movie except for Matt's movie. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, let me tell you a story. A couple of years back, I was tossing and turning all night, probably from the stress of, you know, living with Democrats. My wife would joke that I was having debates with imaginary libs in my sleep. Then we decided to try that Helix mattress. I'm going to tell you, it's been an absolute game changer. Here's what's great about Helix. They have 20 different mattresses. 20. It's like the Electoral College of Sleep. There's something for everyone. They've got the Lux for you fancy types and the Elite for the extra fancy and even the Helix Plus for the bigger folks. You know, the strong masculine men that the left hates. Now, you might be thinking, Ben, how do I know which one is right for me? Simple. You take that Helix Sleep quiz. It's quick. It's easy. It takes less than 2 minutes. I took that quiz myself. They matched me with a medium firm mattress, which is perfect for me because I sleep on my back. Here's another great thing about Helix. They ship your personalized mattress right to your door free of charge. No dealing with mattress salesmen who are about as trustworthy as mainstream media fact checkers. Get this? They give you 100 nights to try it out. Plus, there's a 10 to 15 year warranty, which is longer than most Hollywood marriages. In fact, nearly all of them. So if you want to sleep as soundly as I do, head on over to HelixSleep.com/Ben. Take that sleep quiz. Plus, with Helix offering up to 25% off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows for our listeners, it'll be the best decision you made since voting for Donald Trump. Just go to HelixSleep.com/Ben. That's HelixSleep.com/Ben with Helix. Better sleep starts right now. All right, coming up, Kamala Harris running the emptiest campaign in presidential history. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Kamala Harris cannot, she does not have the ability to run a content-filled campaign, so she's running the emptiest campaign ever. Now, you've been seeing a lot of headlines about how Kamala Harris is building a lead. She's really, really building a lead. Okay, there's only one problem with this particular narrative, which is that the polls basically so far are the same as they were before this particular debate. So before the debate, Kamala Harris was leading by about a point and a half in the Real Clear Politics polling average. And today she's leading by about one and a half in the Real Clear Politics polling average. In fact, the last two polls that have come out that at least are taken partially after the debate are the Reuters Ipsos poll that shows Harris up five and the Morning Consult poll that shows Harris up five. There's only one problem with that, which is if you go back a little bit further, what you see is that the last Morning Consult poll, Harris was up three or four, and in the last Reuters Ipsos poll, Harris was up four. So in other words, there's been like a slight uptick for Harris, but nothing like this kind of blowout. She's jumping ahead, surging. The race is utterly changed. In fact, according to CNN's Harry Enten, she actually is still underperforming with younger voters even after the debate, which is kind of shocking.
So this is the Democrat versus Trump margin among voters age 18 to 29 or under the age of 30. You go back 4 years ago at this point. Look, Joe Biden had a 28-point advantage, a 28-point advantage over Donald Trump. Now, you look when Joe Biden dropped out of the race, he was up by just 7 points. Now, Kamala Harris has improved on Joe Biden's standing, but look at this. She's only up by 15 points. That is significantly less than Joe Biden was up at this point among the youngest voters in our electorate.
So, again, these are not amazing numbers. Here's the thing. People widely perceive that Kamala Harris won the debate, but it didn't change anybody's opinion. This is what I was saying yesterday on the show, is that she established that she doesn't always have to be incoherent, and she kind of knows what's coming, and if she's never thrown off her game by either the moderators or by her opponent. However, nobody has actually changed their opinion about Kamala Harris as a candidate. Everybody already knows what they think of Trump. But that means that this thing is going to come down to extremely slim margins in all of the swing states, as I said yesterday. In fact, the Wall Street Journal interviewed a bunch of undecided voters about who won the Trump-Harris debate. And what they basically found is that the debate did not shake their previously held notions about Trump and Harris and where they stand on the issues like the economy, immigration, or conflict overseas. So, for example, Sabrina Champ, age 47, who lives in Arizona. In 2020, she wrote in Bernie Sanders. In 2024, she's leaning Trump. She says nobody won the debate. She said she baited him. He fell for it. That was disappointing. But as far as Kamala is concerned, I didn't see a lot of policy. Or, for example, Jessica Maldet, age 40, from Pennsylvania. She voted for Biden in 2020. 2024, she's undecided. She said that while she believes that Harris won the debate, she says that she's found herself more drawn to Republicans this election cycle and thinks Trump would be stronger than Harris on some of her priorities, including the need to show strong support for Israel. She said she didn't know what to do when Trump started talking about eating dogs, but it didn't change her fundamental opinion of how exactly this is going to work. Or Kevin Walsh, who is a self-described Democrat from Pennsylvania. He voted for Trump in 2020. He's going to vote again for Trump. He says, I don't think Trump did very well. I expected more out of him. But she didn't give me any information I didn't already have. It was frustrating to me as a voter. Now, again, I think that the basic idea here is that if Kamala Harris wishes to win this race, at some point, she's going to actually have to draw a distinction between herself and Joe Biden, which is something that she is pretty clearly not willing to do. The big distinction between her and Joe Biden is that she is not personally an old 80-year-old white man. That is the big distinction. That's literally all she can do to distinguish herself, because on ideology, she refuses to actually create gaps with the current Biden White House, because if she did, she'd have to revert back to her positions from 2019-2020. This is perfectly obvious when you hear the Harris campaign talk about this. For example, yesterday, Harris co-chair Mitch Landrieu, he said that she helped Joe Biden do all of the things. That was her bit. So she's tied at the hip to Joe Biden. She was in the room. She made the decisions. How exactly does she draw to the distinction with an incredibly unpopular president?
I think Joe Biden is going to go down in history as being one of the most consequential presidents in the history of America. And she was his vice president, and she helped him do all the things that were done in the Biden time that she was there. And I think that she's proud of that. But nobody should be unclear of the fact that she is her own person. That is the point that she was trying to make to Donald Trump.
Hey, well, she can say she's her own person. But what about her makes her her own person if she is just a fresh coat of paint on the crappy old jalopy the Democrats have been trotting out for several election cycles at this point, pretending it's a brand new Lamborghini? Meanwhile, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail, she has nothing to say about policy at all. She just keeps sounding exactly like Kodos from The Simpsons when Kodos takes over a body in Treehouse of Horror and decides to run for president.
Twirling, twirling toward the future. Twirling and twirling.
Here we go.
Because ours is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom.
Freedom. Just like when she was a baby. Freedom.
Like the fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do.
Okay, so forward to the future as opposed to forward to the past, or laterally, or perhaps diagonally. Meanwhile, they're trotting out Tim Walz, who looks like he got into Hunter's cocaine stash, and he's really rocking it on the campaign trail.
Thank you, Grand Rapids.
He's clapping like a nut, and then, oh my God, what is up with, why is he like a terrible actor in a musical? And he's gonna do jazz hands now? There are the jazz hands. There we go. He's like, well, who's he waving to? Now he's like looking up at the sky and pointing to everybody. What in the world is going on with that guy? He's such a weirdo. I'm sorry. He's a weird guy. He's just a weird dude. But that's what it is. It's weirdness and vibes and beta male energy. And also, of course, shouting that Donald Trump supporters are the scum of the earth. MSNBC's Joy Reid yesterday, she had on Eli Mistel, who, of course, despises Republicans. And they both suggested that the problem in America is not just Trump, of course, who is the font head of all evil. It is all of his supporters who are similarly evil.
Everything he does is despicable.
The reason why it doesn't end his career is because his supporters are just as despicable. All right. Like Trump's whole thing, he's a narcissist. Right. And so his whole thing is to have a complete lack of compassion and empathy for everybody else. It's all about him. That's why he lies about 9/11. It's all about him, 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 me, me, me. He's probably the least compassionate president we've had in 200 years since Andrew Jackson. And it works for him because his supporters are just as ungenerous and have just as little compassion and empathy for others. So when he is seen out there essentially, as you guys have put it, desecrating our national symbols, when he is seen out there putting himself above all else, his supporters also want that to be the case. They want to do that in their own lives. That's how they think of themselves.
Yeah, and they also, he hates the people they hate.
These are just wonderful folks. See, you want to desecrate national symbols. I love that they sit there after the BLM summer of tearing down statues and talk about desecrating national symbols. It's always very amusing. Alrighty, coming up, Kamala Harris. She can't run on her record because her record is terrible. Afghanistan, for example, the worst disaster in modern American foreign policy history, is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Goldleaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Dates.
Available in all states.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Kamala Harris can't run on her record because her record is awful. It's a vibes election for Kamala Harris. The problem, of course, is that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are tied at the hip and their policies continue to suck on like every possible level. So, for example, Afghanistan, complete disaster. One of the great frustrations of watching the debate earlier this week was watching as Donald Trump failed to take advantage of opportunities provided for him on a silver platter. Kamala Harris literally said in that debate she had no regrets whatsoever with regard to Afghanistan. None. That is the biggest opening in world history. Donald Trump should have charged through that thing like an angry bull. He should have said, listen, Vice President, you said you have no regrets. How about like the 13 regrets? You know, like the 13 dead American soldiers. I went to their gravesites. You dinged me for going to their gravesites while ignoring their families. How about the 19 million women? You say you're for women's rights. You say that you actually care. You're super, super compassionate, super empathetic. You care so much about girls and women all over the world. You were perfectly willing to let 19 million women get stuffed into burqas in the basement, forcibly married to men 20 years their elder, and kept away from every aspect of education and beaten if they don't comply. You're perfectly willing to do that for your own glorification. Don't lecture me about empathy and compassion. And he would have been totally right. Here's NATO's Jens Stoltenberg, who's the head of NATO, saying that post-NATO Afghanistan is a complete disaster area. Of course it is. Of course it is. Why isn't this like the number one issue in the election? It should be. It's the most humiliating moment in American foreign policy of my lifetime, by far.
We can safely say that it's gone 360 back to Taliban 1.0. Mm. I mean, that is a catastrophe, in fact.
Yeah, extremely bad, and a catastrophe, not least for the people of Afghanistan, in particular women. And I met many women, members of parliament, journalists who begged us to stay. And for many years, I promised that we will stay. We were going to leave on a conditions-based approach.
Yeah.
So we were only going to leave when we had the confidence that the Afghan government was able to take over and secure the country.
Meanwhile, Kamala Harris continues to lie about the economic program of President Trump. She said again in her rally yesterday that Goldman Sachs had analyzed their various plans and come up with the idea that her plan would make the economy boom and his economy would crater. Well, Goldman Sachs' CEO last night was like, no, that's not true. We never said that.
That report, which was mentioned last night in the debate, came from an independent analyst. And it's interesting, Scott. I think a lot more has been made of this than should be. What the report did is it looked at a handful of policy issues that have been put out by both sides, and it tried to model their impact on GDP growth. The reason I say a bigger deal has been made of it is what it showed is the difference between the sets of policies that they put forward was about 0.2%. I think our clients are trying to look at what's going on from a policy perspective and make judgments. I think this blew up into something that's bigger than what it was intended to be.
So in other words, she was lying about all of that because, of course, she has to lie. Now, all of this stupid talk about whether dogs and cats are being eaten in Springfield, which, again, President Trump, for whatever reason, he tends to glom onto whatever is the memeiest thing of the day. But the reality is that underlying all that is a pretty serious issue in Springfield, Ohio. Here, for example, is a resident of Springfield, Ohio, talking about how there are lots of homeless people on the streets of Springfield, Ohio. None of those people are being given stipends by the federal government so they can get housing, but new Haitian immigrants are.
The homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town. Because they all got vouchers. I'd like to show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced. Because I'm that guy. Rob, you know. For 25 years, I've worked with the homeless in this community.
Again, these are all major problems. And Kamala Harris is ignoring all of them in favor of jabber about vibes and compassion and the future. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Kamala Harris does not know her own policy positions. Tim Walz does not know Kamala Harris's policy positions. But if there's one thing that we all know, is that we are all going to die. I know that was a real right turn right there. But let me explain. You need life insurance. It's just that simple. Enter Policy Genius, the country's leading online insurance marketplace. They are experts at helping you secure your family's financial future quicker than Kamala Harris can change those policy positions. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs, might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options are 100% online and let you avoid those unnecessary medical exams. impressive, right? Their platform combines cutting-edge technology with human expertise. You get access to quotes from top insurers, find the best rates, and receive guidance from licensed professionals throughout the process. Remember, Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. Their recommendations are based on your needs, not commission structures. Let Policy Genius help you plan for your family's future, because true peace of mind comes from knowing that you've taken care of what matters most. Be ready for the future with Policy Genius. Head on over to policygenius.com/Shapiro or click that link in the description. Get your free life insurance quote. See how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/Shapiro. Now, there are very serious economic problems on the way, and Kamala Harris is a deeply unserious person. So, for example, we just found out yesterday the interest payments on the national debt have topped $1 trillion this year. According to CNBC, the U.S. government, for the first time, has now spent more than $1 trillion on interest payments for its $35.3 trillion national debt. With the Federal Reserve holding benchmark rates at their highest in 23 years, the government has laid out $1.049 trillion on debt service, up 30% for the same period ago, and part of a projected $1.158 trillion in payments for the full year. Subtracting the interest the government earns on its own investments, net interest payments have totaled $843 billion. We are now spending more money paying back our debt, the interest on the debt. We're not paying the actual principal back on the debt. We're spending more money on that than anything in the American budget except for Social Security and Medicare. That jump in debt service costs came as the U.S. budget deficit surged in August, edging close to $2 trillion for the full year. Now, I want to show you this chart. This is a chart of American interest payments. As you, these are interest payments on the debt, what we owe to other countries on the debt. As you can see, if you go all the way back to the 50s, the answer was pretty much nothing. Pretty much nothing. And then it started to climb in the 60s, fairly consistently until you hit the late 1970s, the mid to late 1970s. And then the trajectory started to climb even more, and it set on this new very, very steep trajectory, going from approximately $50 billion all the way up to continuously about $350 billion in about a little before the year 2000. Then the interest payments on the debt started to come down from that late 90s period through the mid-2000s. They started to climb again fairly precipitously until you hit the 2008 crash, and then kind of bounced around a little bit, and then the 2020 pandemic and its aftermath. And they just went line that goes straight up. It's a line that goes straight up, and that is Joe Biden's inflationary policy, because we took out more money to spend, which means we have to pay more money back, and we took it out at exorbitant interest rates because we had to increase the interest rates in order to jack down the inflation. And so what you end up with is a jump from approximately $587 billion in servicing the interest on the national debt in the year 2019 to $1 trillion today. $1 trillion. And that's only going to continue to grow. The amount we owe in terms of our interest bill continues to spike. So does the national debt. As late as 2014, the U.S. national debt was $18 trillion. Today, the national debt is $35 trillion. In the course of one decade, we full-on doubled the national debt in this country. That is totally unsustainable. And when Kamala Harris says she's going to solve that by continuing to spend on massive social programs, what she really means is that she's not going to solve it at all. If she believes she's going to solve our nation's economic and fiscal problems by taxing rich people, she's out of her mind. There are only two things that can happen here in order to solve this problem. One is massive economic growth, and the other is reduction in spending, and they have to be combined. The reality is the three biggest items, notice the military budget is not one of these, the three biggest items that are driving America's national debt and the interest on the national debt are payments on the interest on our national debt, Medicare, and Social Security. Those are the big three, and we're not touching any of those until we actually lower our spending. We can outgrow some of our problems, but we can't outgrow all of these problems. Phil Graham and Jody Arrington have a piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday pointing out that welfare is what is eating the budget. They say, ask any budget expert in Washington to explain the ballooning deficit and debt. Social Security and Medicare will be high on the list of causes. That's wrong. The real driver, the elephant in the room, is means-tested social welfare spending. Medicaid, food stamps, refundable tax credits, supplemental Social Security income, temporary assistance for needy families, federal housing subsidies, and almost 100 other programs whose eligibility is limited to those below an income threshold. True, Social Security and Medicare are a drain on general revenue and will become big fiscal problems if not reformed, but they aren't the major source of our current fiscal crisis because both are financed in large part by dedicated payroll taxes. Since its inception, Social Security has produced cash surpluses 60% of the time. In 2023, Social Security payroll taxes funded about 89% of benefits. Means-tested welfare programs, however, totaled $1.6 trillion in 2023. Welfare spending now absorbs an astonishing 73% of unobligated general revenue. That is total revenue, net Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes, which are earmarked for those purposes, as well as interest on the public debt. It is larger than the claims against unobligated general revenue by Social Security, Medicare, and defense combined. So these gigantic welfare payments that Kamala Harris wishes to structure will only exacerbate this problem by leaps and bounds. So you can see a world where we restructure Social Security or Medicare. You can see a world where we outgrow even some of our problems, but you're not going to outgrow the problem of continuing to stack debt on top of debt on top of debt, all in order to pay off particular political constituencies, which is exactly what Kamala Harris wants to do. She is promising free money and then more free money, and then after that, even more free money. That is her promise. So if you want to know whether the American economy is going to stagnate, the answer under Kamala Harris is absolutely yes. She's going to regulate the hell out of business. She's going to tax it if it ain't dead. And then she's going to spend every dollar she can find on paying off particular political constituencies in the name of equity. Those are the things she is going to do. Pretending that she is a fiscally responsible actor is absurd. Now, both parties are fiscally irresponsible, but one is a lot more fiscally irresponsible than the other when it comes to spending on programs that never sunset and only grow. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, coming up, we are joined by Justin Folk, director of the brand new in-theaters film, Am I Racist?, starring our own Matt Walsh. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
25.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. A little bit earlier this week, I had the chance to sit down with Justin Folk. He's the director of Matt Walsh's movie. It's out today in theaters. Am I Racist? Here's what it sounded like.
Folks, I'm here with Justin Folk. He is, of course, a film producer and director. After working in Hollywood on films like The Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions and The Incredible Hulk, Justin shifted his creative efforts to create films with a cultural impact. He produced and directed the smash hit film What Is a Woman, starring our own Matt Walsh. It's one of the most watched documentaries of all time. It's been translated into nearly a dozen languages worldwide. And, of course, he's now teamed up again with Matt and recently produced and directed the film Am I Racist, set to release nationwide in theaters September 13th, 2024. Justin, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So I've seen the film. It's awesome. Tell me about the genesis of this film. Where did this come from?
I mean, it comes on the heels of What Is Woman. You mentioned What Is Woman there. We had great success in terms of getting a message out there, making a huge cultural impact. So, you know, we didn't want to get off the train. Honestly, we have a good thing going here with Matt and our team, awesome team of producers. And we just like, okay, what can we do next? And what's the issue that we can do next? And, how are we going to go about it? We didn't want to make a sequel per se. So we knew we had to kind of go bigger than the last film. And so we decided, hey, how do we do this? How do we go bigger and not make just a What Is a Woman part two this time on race? So we really kind of got up bunch of minds in a room and came up with a lot of ideas, some good, some bad, and came out the other side with this idea to take Matt on this journey and sort of do a, you know, if What Is Woman kind of does a zig, this one does a zag, you know. What Is Woman, Matt learns about the issue, ultimately goes and kind of fights against it, stands up against it. In this movie, he does the opposite. He basically learns about it and becomes one of them, and we take things to their logical conclusions. So it was just, after What Is a Woman, we decided, hey, let's do this again, but let's go bigger. Let's go bigger this time.
So what's it like working with Matt? I mean, he's obviously, as Jeremy Boring puts it, sociopathic. I mean, you watch him in this film, and it's so hard to watch the interaction between him and some of these anti-racist educators and figures who are being paid thousands of dollars to be there. And Matt just keeps, like, digging deeper and deeper with them. And every time you think that he's reached the center of the onion, there's more layers of him just making it awkward with them. How is it working with Matt?
I mean, Matt is like 4D chess out there. Like and you can't read him, right? So don't ever play poker with Matt Walsh. Just don't do it because, he doesn't show anything. And so he's able to, in those conversations, he's able to kind of move it this way and move it that way, almost like a cat with a ball of yarn. He can just kind of bat that person around a little bit. You know, the scene with Robin DiAngelo is just a masterful example of Matt, really knowing where he wants to take it and then finding the path to get there. And so, he's a unique talent, obviously, to be, not just a guy who knows about these ideas, but to drop him in a situation like that, that's high pressure and there's no second takes. And for him to just sort of navigate around and just sort of kind of lead that person around like they're on a leash. It's amazing to watch.
I mean, one of the questions that occurs to me, and I'm an executive producer on the film, but one of the things that occurs to me watching it, because I've only seen actually like an early product and then the very, very, yeah, final form of the film. I mean, when you're doing things like there's a grief therapy session for white people, and it's unbelievable, and Matt is hysterically funny in it. I mean, how do you even set up that scenario? Because obviously you have cameras in the room, you have microphones in the room. People know they're on film, I would assume, while they're in the room. I mean, it's not like it's a hidden camera thing.
Right.
And so were you surprised at how much people were sort of willing to be themselves in front of a camera and mic?
I mean, to a certain degree, yes. I mean, our job, my job as a director is to basically create the sandbox for Matt to play in. And there's a lot of preparation that goes into that. So that involves reaching out to these people, saying to them, hey, we'd love to film your workshop, your support group workshop. We're doing a film on anti-racism. You guys are an example of sort of anti-racism and how, you know, how that can go. And so we would, you know, get their permission to basically just film a workshop, do their normal thing. We were like, don't change anything you're doing. We just want to observe and then, you know, just parachuting Matt into the scene as the extra element that kind of, you know, to spice things up. So I'm always surprised when you hear these people in real life say what they have to say. And really, that's the whole point of the film, right, is to show Americans this is what these people believe. This is what they're pushing on the rest of us. And we as Americans need to know, like, is this really the direction that we want to take ourselves? And so very important just to show them in their own words. And we didn't take them out of context. We don't edit them out of context. We just show them for what they truly are, what they truly believe. And we let the chips, you know, basically fall from there for Americans to decide.
I mean, one of the things that's really striking, there's a scene that happens in the film where Matt actually just goes and talks to kind of normie Americans. He goes to a bar and he goes to an auto shop and he just talks with normal Americans. And the difference between kind of the normal American who just has a baseline understanding of biblical values, like right. Be kind to your neighbor and treat your neighbor how you would want to be treated, and the pseudo-intellectual nonsense, the jargon that's just spewed by these people, it's beautifully juxtaposed. I mean, you really see in true color kind of the difference between people who are good and people who manipulate for money and for power and for grift. It's amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, this isn't just a funny movie. It's a funny movie about a very serious topic. And so it was very important to have that contrast. It was important to have those regular, everyday people that live their lives and aren't part of this crazy, crazy division that's taking place. In fact, it's actually the heart and soul of the movie. When people watch the movie, they look at the scene. We interviewed a guy named Milton down in New Orleans, and he is the heart and soul of the film. He's just a guy that's had a good go here in America. He loves the country, and Matt sits down with him, and Matt asks him kind of these crazy questions coming from the perspective of a DEI, race hustler, and he just doesn't buy it. He just starts laughing. He's like, this is crazy. And we noticed, of course, that whether they were black, whether they were white, they basically had the same exact message when Matt talked to them, these regular, everyday people. And then when we hold that in contrast to these so-called experts, these people that are pushing this stuff, it really is astounding, you know, the chasm that's there.
So, you know, obviously these films are a huge process. They're a huge journey. And now at the end of this one, we're taking it to theaters. This is the first time that Daily Wire has ever released a movie in theaters. It's going to be released to at least over 1,500 screens, last we heard, over the weekend, which is an amazing thing for a documentary. Talk a little bit about, like, how important that is. You've had movies in theaters before, but nothing like this.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm so proud of everybody, our distributor, SDG, and everything they've done. Of course, the Daily Wire for, nobody else would make a movie like this. Daily Wire, nobody else would do it. The collaboration with you and Jeremy Boring and everybody on the team to make this happen is a really amazing thing. And it's not easy. Theaters don't usually take movies like this. We had to kind of prove ourselves to do that. They gave us a certain amount of screens, and then pre-sales were good, and then we got to expand. But it's huge in terms of culture because people look at movies differently than they do no offense, but podcasts and everything
for sure,
else.
Of course. One's a permanent piece of culture, and
right.
One is day to day.
And so it's, you know, for us to kind of break into that sphere is very important, and to get our message delivered to just regular everyday Americans that may be a little bit tuned out on the issues, but to drop this piece of culture in their laps and get them to think about these things is so important. And for us to be the ones that entertain and make people laugh. So important for us as conservatives to be able to do that. And we haven't always done it well. Times are changing, and I'm thrilled. I'm very lucky to be part of that, you know, to be able to do a movie like this with Matt and with Daily Wire. It's an incredible privilege. And we just are betting, we are absolutely betting on the fact that people will go out and support this thing, that they've been waiting a long time, that Hollywood has been shoveling up the dribble for so long. And now here's an opportunity to say, no, this is the type of thing that I want to support at the box office. So I think it's not just an opportunity for us as storytellers. It's an opportunity for America to go out and be like, this is the kind of thing that I want to see more of.
Well, Justin, it's an amazing piece of work. Honestly, like, amazing job by you, amazing job by Matt. And folks, you really should go see it in the theater. September 13th is available. Bring all your friends because it's best watched in a group. We watched it the other night in a group together, and I got to say, with the crowd, it's hysterically funny. It's really, really, really funny. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to learn a lot from it. Make sure you bring a liberal friend because they'll learn a lot from it, too. Go check it out. That, of course, is Am I Racist, and you can pre-buy your tickets at amiracist.com. All right, folks, we reached the end of today's show. We'll be back on Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden talks with the British Prime Minister in Washington.
At the start of their White House meeting, the president said the Ukraine war was on the agenda and vowed that Russia's aggression would not succeed.
Putin will not prevail in this war. The people of Ukraine will prevail.
Ukraine is asking Western allies to ease restrictions on the use of weapons from the U.S. and Britain in order to strike deeper into Russia. But officials here did not expect any immediate changes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former President Trump says California is a mess during a campaign stop in the Los Angeles area. Former President criticized Kamala Harris for destroying San Francisco during her time as the city's DA that began in 2003. He said while VP, Harris has destroyed the U.S. southern border, which has led to an increase in sex trafficking. A surge in Haitians in Springfield, Ohio will now be met with a surge in law enforcement. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Beginning Wednesday, Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine ordered state highway patrol troopers to get to Springfield to address traffic problems caused by the more than 15,000 Haitian immigrants in the city, according to the Associated Press. In the next 2 years, DeWine will also allocate $2.5 million to expand health care access. Since 2020, approximately 15,000 immigrants from Haiti have come to Springfield, Ohio, thanks to the temporary protected status, a federal program offering immigrants temporary legal status that has been massively expanded under the Biden-Harris administration. DeWine said in a statement, "I want the people of Springfield and Clark County to know that as we move forward, we will continue to do everything we can to help the community deal with the surge of migrants." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Boar's Head is closing the Virginia plant tied to a deadly listeria outbreak. The Sarasota, Florida-based company said it will also permanently discontinue production of liverwurst. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no coverage at all. These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of the biggest expenses can be your car, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan. You could save thousands with one call to CarShield. Call 800-840-1546 now to see if you qualify. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and more can become a thing of the past. Plus, call 800-840-1546 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options. Call 800-840-1546 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Just call 800-840-1546 to see if your car qualifies. 800-840-1546. That's 800-840-1546. Again, 800-840-1546. Coverage varies by plans. New contracts and exclusions at carshield.com.
Beginning next year, China's retirement age will be raised.
China's retirement age is now among the youngest in the world's major economies. The move is an effort by the Chinese government to address its shrinking population and aging workforce. In Beijing, finance worker Mr. Liu told the AP that he didn't think it was a bad thing. It's a strategy that's beneficial to the entire country, nation and society. The policy change will be carried out over 15 years, with the retirement age for men raised from 60 to 63 years, and for women, the new retirement age will be raised 55 or 58 years, depending on their jobs. I'm Karen Chavas.
Some of the Louisiana parishes that lost electricity during Hurricane Francine may not get their power back until Monday. Energy released a statement saying power had been restored to over 50% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who lost service. News and analysis at townhall.com. North Carolina's Elections Board is being hauled into court by the GOP.
The Republican Party wants to block students and employees at the state's flagship public university from offering a digital identification as a way to comply with the relatively new voter photo ID law. Use of the mobile UNC One card was authorized by the Democratic majority on the Elections Board, but Republicans argue that state law only permits an ID in a physical form. Rich Thomason reporting.
Lawyers for Sam Bankman-Fried file an appeal arguing that the convicted FTX founder was the victim of a rush to judgment by what they describe as a public that wrongly believed he was guilty before he was arrested. The lawyers filed papers with the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday, asking that a three-judge panel reverse his conviction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Matt Walsh's new movie is out, and it is already causing seismic waves throughout the DEI community. We'll get to the biggest story concerning that in one moment. First, Tuesday night's debate made it clear that legacy media will do literally anything to bury the truth, including just openly side with Kamala Harris. That is why we exist. The Daily Wire Plus gives you unlimited access to the truth with uncensored daily shows, free from ads or moderators, live breaking news coverage, and the hard-hitting investigative journalism the left doesn't want you to see. Join the fight today at dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code FIGHT for 47% off new Daily Wire Plus memberships. The deal is for a very limited time. Join the fight right now. dailywire.com/subscribe with code FIGHT for 47% off. Okay, so Matt Walsh's movie is now in theaters. And apparently, there are members of the movie theater employee community who are attempting to stop people from actually seeing the film. Matt has been tweeting out all morning threads from Reddit essentially suggesting that people are going to get in the way of actually allowing people to see the film. Apparently, one movie theater employee put out a post saying, "I will be making the transaction as difficult as possible for anyone seeing the Matt Walsh movie." Another person said, "Can you take the good seats out of service without anyone noticing? Only sell the creatures that crawl out of the mud to see this thing, the crap seats." So the left doing its best to prevent people from seeing the film, even at the lowest levels. But it is not stopping the fallout. So one of the funniest scenes in the film, Am I Racist, is a scene in which Matt sits down with Robin DiAngelo. And it is hysterical. So Robin DiAngelo is the author of an incredibly big-selling book called White Fragility. So in 2020, during Black Lives Matter summer, Robin DiAngelo became a thing. Her book sold like hotcakes. It was at the top of the New York Times bestseller list for weeks at a time. It sold hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of copies, and it is complete and utter tripe. It is an awful piece of trash. In fact, I did about a 40-minute takedown of it on YouTube. You can go check that out right now. I go point by point through her entire trash book. It makes no sense. It is self-defeating. The entire book conflicts. It is logically incoherent. And it happens to be also particularly ugly, because the basic idea is that if you are white, then you are inherently sinful. And there's no way to escape that sin except for doing the things that Robin DiAngelo wants you to do, politically speaking. So there's a scene in the film where Matt somehow and his producers got Robin DiAngelo to sit down with Matt. And the premise of Am I Racist? Is that Matt is effectively a very woke DEI guy. And he falls into the philosophy of DEI-dom and chases it all the way down the rabbit hole. So in this particular scene, I don't want to give it away because it's one of the best scenes in the film, he's sitting with Robin DiAngelo, and let's just say that he manipulates her into doing something so insane on camera that it should be career-ending. And she knows it, which is presumably why she has now basically deactivated her Twitter account. Now, Robin DiAngelo has released a statement slamming Matt Walsh. She vowed in a statement not to watch the film. Here's what she said. Quote, "Back in 2023, I was contacted by a group who claimed to be making a documentary film called Shades of Justice about efforts to address racism in the United States. They planned to interview anti-racist activists, authors, and thought leaders in service of supporting the cause of racial equality. They offered me between $10,000 and $20,000 for an interview. I said, let's meet in the middle with $15,000 and agreed to participate. I've since donated that sum to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Well, I'm sure that she donated that sum after she found out that she was in the film and realized, oh boy, this is going to be bad. So first of all, kind of weird that she only agreed to be in the film for $15,000. Except for the fact that, as Matt's movie exposes, this whole thing is a giant grift. Robin DiAngelo has been picking up checks from some of the biggest corporations in America for years to go there and teach absolute horse crap to people. And in exchange, she receives the money and the credibility, and then she takes those credentials. Hey, I taught at Google. And she moves on to Apple. And then she goes and picks up a big sack of cash from Apple. So she took $15,000 to sit down for the documentary Shades of Justice, an anti-racist documentary. When I arrived for the interview, says Robin DiAngelo, a few things felt off. The grips would not make eye contact with me. The interviewer, who was introduced as Matt, appeared to be wearing an ill-fitting wig. Matt presented himself as someone new to anti-racist work, also true, and seemed earnest, and his questions did not come across as adversarial. By the end, however, things got weird. See, that's the whole point, is that when doing something like what Matt did, the whole point of it is, what do these people say to each other behind closed doors? And you can't do that if you come into adversarial. So he asked her questions, and she couldn't tell what was going on. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, Kamala's campaign has nothing to do with policy. If it did, then her numbers would be much worse, because her policies are terrible, including, of course, her Israel policy. All of Israel right now is mourning the loss of the six hostages abducted during the October 7th attacks and then found abjectly murdered in terror tunnels. Israel continues to be on high alert for a possible major assault by Iran due to security situations. Many major airlines have canceled or suspended flights into Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv. In the event of an attack, Israelis across the country could be forced to spend days or weeks in bomb shelters. While these shelters keep Israelis safe, they need to be equipped with basic essentials for survival. The Fellowship has launched a project to immediately equip bomb shelters with emergency food boxes for Israelis who have to remain there in case of an Iranian attack. 10,000 of these food boxes have been delivered. They're preparing to deliver thousands more. In northern Israel, the Fellowship has delivered firefighting equipment, protective equipment for hospitals, two bulletproof vehicles, and much more to enhance security and protect both citizens and first responders. They're on the ground. They're working around the clock to fill immediate needs. We are looking for 300 more listeners to join me by donating $100 to meet these urgent security needs. Thanks to a generous IFCJ supporter, your gift will be matched, doubling your impact in the Holy Land. I'm grateful for our loyal listeners. We are super close to hitting our goal. We need all the support we can get. We have a few days left because the match campaign ends September 8th. To give to IFCJ, visit benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you. Matt asked what I thought, says Robin DiAngelo, about reparations for black Americans. I said I agreed with reparations, but that it was not my area of expertise. He then pulled up a chair and invited a black crew member who went by Ben to sit with us, took out his wallet, and handed Ben some cash. He said that if I believed in reparations, I should also give Ben cash. While some black people have asked white people to engage in reparations by giving directly to individuals, reparations are generally understood as a systemic approach to past and current injustice. The way Matt set this up felt intended to put Ben and I on the spot. Well, there's a problem with this particular statement. Ben happens to be a producer on the film. So it didn't put Ben and you on the spot. It put you on the spot because you're a hypocrite. Because Matt was pushing this on us, I expressed my discomfort and checked in with Ben to make sure he was okay with receiving cash in this way. Ben reassured me that he was, so I went to my wallet and handed him my cash, and the interview ended. I was so unsettled by the way Matt manipulated this last scene, I emailed the contact person, who went by the name of Lee Hampton, to explain that this scene was not an example of reparations and could mislead viewers. I asked they not use it in the film and shared several resources overviewing legitimate systemic efforts for reparations. He assured me, says Robin DiAngelo, that he understood and that they had not yet decided whether to address reparations. He never again contacted me or answered an email. After reviewing the sequence of events and discussing it with colleagues, I realized they had lied about their agenda, and I had been played. I spread the word on my networks. Unfortunately, last month, I started receiving hateful and misogynistic emails. Some referenced the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro's website, which announced the film is indeed being released. It is not titled Shades of Justice, nor is it meant to support the anti-racist cause. Well, yeah, because you won't speak to anybody who doesn't. It is a Borat-style mockumentary titled Am I Racist? And designed to humiliate and discredit anti-racist educators and activists. Yes, that's accurate. That's true. Their deception was carefully planned and well-funded. The website they sent me was fake, as were their identities, the project title used in the legal waiver, the description of the project, and the last name they gave for Matt. The interviewer was, in fact, Matt Walsh, a far-right provocateur, backed by Shapiro and Daily Wire Plus, and yes, wearing a wig. The co-CEO of the Daily Wire, says Robin DiAngelo, has stated, quote, I can't think of a more appropriate film for the Daily Wire's first original theatrical release than Am I Racist? What does a woman change the national conversation on radical gender theory, effectively killing the issue, and DEI is the next pillar of the woke mind virus that's about to topple. DEI culture is one of the most toxic plagues in American life. Am I Racist, says Robin DiAngelo, is not only about me, and I was not the only one who fell for their deception. Sadly, many of those being mocked are women of color. No, no, never mock a woman of color. Never. There's never any reason. Because in Robin DiAngelo's world, they are sainted. By the way, some of the people who are mocked in the movie include people like Syra Rao, legitimately one of the worst voices in American public discourse. I have not seen the film, nor do I plan to watch it, says Robin DiAngelo. So I don't know what they've used in my interview or how they've edited it. But if you see the clips or the full film, consider the source. Matt Walsh. So, who is Matt Walsh, and what is his and his backers' agenda? Luckily, he has answered that question without shame time and again. Then she quotes the Southern Poverty Law Center. It says, Shapiro and Walsh's previous film, Lady Ballers, is filled with misogyny, racism, and transphobia. Shapiro also sponsored a film denigrating George Floyd. This experience, says Robin DiAngelo, has reinforced for me how critically important it is to do in-depth background research before making yourself vulnerable to people you don't know or believing in sharing what you see online. They will not prevail in their efforts to stop the work for racial justice. Well, it seems like we prevailed a little since you deactivated your Twitter account. So there is that. Little awkward for you. Okay. What's hilarious about all of this, and Matt tweeted this out, he said, Robin DiAngelo has issued a statement denouncing our film. She claims the movie is designed to humiliate and discredit anti-racist educators and activists. She couldn't be more correct in that assessment. Thank you, Robin. My favorite part of this wonderful statement is that she says she noticed my ill-fitting wig when we first sat down with me, and yet for some reason, she still did the interview. Maybe it was the $15,000. Maybe, because it's a giant grift. Now, Matt also points out this morning that people are very angry at him. He used methods of deception. You mean in a mockumentary in which you expose people? So Matt tweeted, quote, many on the left are criticizing the tactics we used to make our film. Notice how they make no such criticisms about Borat. The difference is that Borat was meant to embarrass normal working-class Americans. Our film embarrasses DEI grifters, academics, and upper-class liberals. Even Nathan Fielder, who I think is hilarious and brilliant, usually uses these kinds of methods to humiliate average people who haven't done anything to deserve the humiliation. The left is fine with that, too. With our new film and our last film, we're actually punching up, but somehow we're the unethical ones. Interesting. Of course, that is exactly right. So Matt's film already doing damage. Hilariously enough, the film is going to be released. It's already in something like 1,500 theaters across the country. It is not reviewed a single time at Rotten Tomatoes. Zero reviews. None. In fact, if you go to the Rotten Tomatoes page, brought to you by Fandango, they have a sort of scrolling wheel here that says new and now in theaters. And it lists literally every movie except for Matt's movie. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, let me tell you a story. A couple of years back, I was tossing and turning all night, probably from the stress of, you know, living with Democrats. My wife would joke that I was having debates with imaginary libs in my sleep. Then we decided to try that Helix mattress. Let me tell you, it's been an absolute game changer. Here's what's great about Helix. They have 20 different mattresses. 20. It's like the Electoral College of Sleep. There's something for everyone. They've got the Lux for you fancy types, and the Elite for the extra fancy, and even the Helix Plus for the bigger folks. You know, the strong masculine men that the left hates. Now, you might be thinking, Ben, how do I know which one is right for me? Simple. You take that Helix Sleep quiz. It's quick. It's easy. It takes less than 2 minutes. I took that quiz myself. They matched me with a medium firm mattress, which is perfect for me because I sleep on my back. Here's another great thing about Helix. They ship your personalized mattress right to your door free of charge. No dealing with mattress salesmen who are about as trustworthy as mainstream media fact checkers. Get this? They give you 100 nights to try it out. Plus, there's a 10 to 15 year warranty, which is longer than most Hollywood marriages. In fact, nearly all of them. So if you want to sleep as soundly as I do, head on over to helixsleep.com/Ben. Take that sleep quiz. Plus, with Helix offering up to 25% off all mattress orders, plus 2 free pillows for our listeners, it'll be the best decision you made since voting for Donald Trump. Just go to helixsleep.com/Ben. That's helixsleep.com/Ben with Helix. Better sleep starts right now. All right, coming up, Kamala Harris running the emptiest campaign in presidential history. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Particular narrative, which is that the polls basically so far are the same as they were before this particular debate. So before the debate, Kamala Harris was leading by about a point and a half in the Real Clear Politics polling average. And today, she's leading by about 1.5 in the Real Clear Politics polling average. In fact, the last two polls that have come out, that at least are taken partially after the debate, are the Reuters Ipsos poll that shows Harris up 5, and the Morning Consult poll that shows Harris up 5. There's only one problem with that, which is if you go back a little bit further, what you see is that the last Morning Consult poll, Harris was up 3 or 4, and in the last Reuters Ipsos poll, Harris was up 4. So, in other words, there's been like a slight uptick for Harris, but nothing like this kind of blowout. She's jumping ahead, surging. The race is utterly changed. In fact, according to CNN's Harry Enten, she actually is still underperforming with younger voters even after the debate, which is kind of shocking.
So this is the Democrat versus Trump margin among voters age 18 to 29 or under the age of 30. You go back 4 years ago at this point. Look, Joe Biden had a 28-point advantage. A 28-point advantage over Donald Trump. Now, you look when Joe Biden dropped out of the race, he was up by just 7 points. Now, Kamala Harris has improved on Joe Biden's standing, but look at this. She's only up by 15 points. That is significantly less than Joe Biden was up at this point among the youngest voters in our electorate.
So, again, these are not amazing numbers. Here's the thing. People widely perceive that Kamala Harris won the debate, but it didn't change anybody's opinion. This is what I was saying yesterday on the show. Is that she established that she doesn't always have to be incoherent, and she kind of knows what's coming, and if she's never thrown off her game by either the moderators or by her opponent. However, nobody has actually changed their opinion about Kamala Harris as a candidate. Everybody already knows what they think of Trump. But that means that this thing is going to come down to extremely slim margins in all of the swing states, as I said yesterday. In fact, the Wall Street Journal interviewed a bunch of undecided voters about who won the Trump-Harris debate. And what they basically found is that the debate did not shake their previously held notions about Trump and Harris and where they stand on the issues like the economy, immigration, or conflict overseas. So, for example, Sabrina Champ, age 47, who lives in Arizona. In 2020, she wrote in Bernie Sanders. In 2024, she's leaning Trump. She says nobody won the debate. She said she baited him. He fell for it. That was disappointing. But as far as Kamala is concerned, I didn't see a lot of policy. Or, for example, Jessica Maldet, age 40, from Pennsylvania.
She voted for Biden in 2020. 2024, she's undecided. She said that while she believes that Harris won the debate, she says that she's found herself more drawn to Republicans this election cycle and thinks Trump would be stronger than Harris on some of her priorities, including the need to show strong support for Israel. She said she didn't know what to do when Trump started talking about eating dogs, but it didn't change her fundamental opinion of how exactly this is going to work. Or Kevin Walsh, who is a self-described Democrat from Pennsylvania. He voted for Trump in 2020. He's going to vote again for Trump. He says, I don't think Trump did very well. I expected more out of him. But she didn't give me any information I didn't already have. It was frustrating to me as a voter. Now, again, I think that the basic idea here is that if Kamala Harris wishes to win this race, at some point, she's going to actually have to draw a distinction between herself and Joe Biden, which is something that she is pretty clearly not willing to do. The big distinction between her and Joe Biden is that she is not personally an old 80-year-old white man. That is the big distinction. That's literally all she can do to distinguish herself, because on ideology, she refuses to actually create gaps with the current Biden White House. Because if she did, she'd have to revert back to her positions from 2019-2020. This is perfectly obvious when you hear the Harris campaign talk about this. For example, yesterday, Harris co-chair Mitch Landrieu, he said that she helped Joe Biden do all of the things. That was her bit. So she's tied at the hip to Joe Biden. She was in the room. She made the decisions. How exactly does she draw to the distinction with an incredibly unpopular president?
I think Joe Biden's going to go down in history as being one of the most consequential presidents in the history of America. And she was his vice president, and she helped him do all the things that were done in the Biden time that she was there. And I think that she's proud of that. But nobody should be unclear of the fact that she is our own person. That is the point that she was trying to make to Donald Trump.
Okay, well, she can say she's her own person. But what about her makes her own person if she is just a fresh coat of paint on the crappy old jalopy the Democrats have been trotting out for several election cycles at this point, pretending it's a brand new Lamborghini? Meanwhile, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail, she has nothing to say about policy at all. She just keeps sounding exactly like Kodos from The Simpsons when Kodos takes over a body in Treehouse of Horror and decides to run for president.
Twirling, twirling toward the future. Twirling and twirling.
Here we go.
Because ours is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom.
Freedom. Just like when she was a baby.
Like
freedom.
The fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do.
Okay, so forward to the future as opposed to forward to the past, or laterally, or perhaps diagonally. Meanwhile, they're trotting out Tim Walz, who looks like he got into Hunter's cocaine stash, and he's really rocking it on the campaign trail.
Thank you, Grand Rapids.
He's clapping like a nut, and then, oh my God, what is up with, why is he like a terrible actor in a musical? And he's gonna do jazz hands now? There are the jazz hands, there we go. He's like, well, who's he waving to? Now he's like looking up at the sky and pointing to everybody. What in the world is going on with that guy? He's such a weirdo. I'm sorry. He's a weird guy. He's just a weird dude. But that's what it is. It's weirdness and vibes and beta male energy. And also, of course, shouting that Donald Trump supporters are the scum of the earth. MSNBC's Joy Reid, yesterday, she had on Eli Mistel, who, of course, despises Republicans. And they both suggested that the problem in America is not just Trump, of course, who is the fonthead of all evil. It is all of his supporters who are similarly evil.
Everything he does is despicable.
The reason why it doesn't end his career is because his supporters are just as despicable. All right. Like Trump's whole thing, he's a narcissist, right? And so his whole thing is to have a complete lack of compassion and empathy for everybody else. It's all about him. That's why he lies about 9/11. It's all about him, me. He's probably the least compassionate president we've had in 200 years since Andrew Jackson. And it works for him because his supporters are just as ungenerous and have just as little compassion and empathy for others. So when he is seen out there, essentially, as you guys have put it, desecrating our national symbols, when he is seen out there putting himself above all else, his supporters also want that to be the case. They want to do that in their own lives. They want that. That's how they think of themselves.
Yeah, and they also, he hates the people they hate.
These are just wonderful folks. See, you want to desecrate national symbols. I love that they sit there after the BLM summer
of tearing down statues and talk about desecrating national symbols. It's always very amusing. Alrighty, coming up, Kamala Harris, she can't run on her record because her record is terrible. Afghanistan, for example, the worst disaster in modern American foreign policy history. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
All states. Available in all states.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Kamala Harris can't run on her record because her record is awful. It's a vibes election for Kamala Harris. The problem, of course, is that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are tied at the hip and their policies continue to suck on like every possible level. So, for example, Afghanistan, complete disaster. One of the great frustrations of watching the debate earlier this week was watching as Donald Trump failed to take advantage of opportunities provided for him on a silver platter. Kamala Harris literally said in that debate she had no regrets whatsoever with regard to Afghanistan. None. That is the biggest opening in world history. Donald Trump should have charged through that thing like an angry bull. He should have said, listen, Vice President, you said you have no regrets. How about like the 13 regrets? You know, like the 13 dead American soldiers. I went to their grave sites. You dinged me for going to their grave sites while ignoring their families. How about the 19 million women? You say you're for women's rights. You say that you actually care. You're super, super compassionate, super empathetic. You care so much about girls and women all over the world. You were perfectly willing to let 19 million women get stuffed into burqas in the basement, forcibly married to men 20 years their elder, and kept away from every aspect of education and beaten if they don't comply. You're perfectly willing to do that for your own glorification. Don't lecture me about empathy and compassion. And he would have been totally right. Here's NATO's Jens Stoltenberg, who's the head of NATO, saying that post-NATO Afghanistan is a complete disaster area. Of course it is. Of course it is. Why isn't this like the number one issue in the election? It should be. It's the most humiliating moment in American foreign policy of my lifetime, by far.
We can safely say that it's gone 360 back to Taliban 1.0. Mm. I mean, that is a catastrophe, in fact.
Yeah, extremely bad, and a catastrophe, not least for the people of Afghanistan, in particular women. And I met many women, members of parliament, journalists who begged us to stay. And for many years, I promised that we will stay. We were going to leave on a conditions-based approach.
Yeah.
So we were only going to leave when we had the confidence that the Afghan government was able to take over and secure the country.
Meanwhile, Kamala Harris continues to lie about the economic program of President Trump. She said again in her rally yesterday that Goldman Sachs had analyzed their various plans and come up with the idea that her plan would make the economy boom and his economy would crater. Well, Goldman Sachs' CEO last night was like, no, that's not true. We never said that.
That report, which was mentioned last night in the debate, came from an independent analyst. And it's interesting, Scott. I think a lot more has been made of this than should be. What the report did is it looked at a handful of policy issues that have been put out by both sides, and it tried to model their impact on GDP growth. The reason I say a bigger deal has been made of it is what it showed is the difference between the sets of policies that they put forward was about 0.2%. I think our clients are trying to look at what's going on from a policy perspective and make judgments. I think this blew up into something that's bigger than what it was intended to be.
So in other words, she was lying about all of that because, of course, she has to lie. Now, all of this stupid talk about whether dogs and cats are being eaten in Springfield, which, again, President Trump, for whatever reason, he tends to glom onto whatever is the memeiest thing of the day. But the reality is that underlying all that is a pretty serious issue in Springfield, Ohio. Here, for example, is a resident of Springfield, Ohio, talking about how there are lots of homeless people on the streets of Springfield, Ohio. None of those people are being given stipends by the federal government so they can get housing, but new Haitian immigrants are.
The homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town. Because they all got vouchers. I'd like to show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced. Because I'm that guy. Rob, you know. For 25 years, I've worked with the homeless in this community.
Again, these are all major problems. And Kamala Harris is ignoring all of them in favor of jabber about vibes and compassion and the future. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Kamala Harris does not know her own policy positions. Tim Walz does not know Kamala Harris's policy positions. But if there's one thing that we all know, it's that we are all going to die. I know that was a real right turn right there. But let me explain. You need life insurance. It's just that simple. Enter Policy Genius, the country's leading online insurance marketplace. They are experts at helping you secure your family's financial future quicker than Kamala Harris can change those policy positions. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs, might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options are 100% online and let you avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Impressive, right? Their platform combines cutting-edge technology with human expertise. You get access to quotes from top insurers, find the best rates, and receive guidance from licensed professionals throughout the process. Remember, Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. Their recommendations are based on your needs, not commission structures. Let Policy Genius help you plan for your family's future, because true peace of mind comes from knowing that you've taken care of what matters most. Be ready for the future with Policy Genius. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com/Shapiro or click that link in the description to get your free life insurance quote, see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com/Shapiro. Now, there are very serious economic problems on the way, and Kamala Harris is a deeply unserious person. So, for example, we just found out yesterday the interest payments on the national debt have topped $1 trillion this year. According to CNBC, the U.S. government for the first time has now spent more than $1 trillion on interest payments for its $35.3 trillion national debt. With the Federal Reserve holding benchmark rates at their highest in 23 years, the government has laid out $1.049 trillion on debt service, up 30% for the same period ago, and part of a projected $1.158 trillion in payments for the full year. Subtracting the interest the government earns on its own investments, net interest payments have totaled $843 billion. We are now spending more money paying back our debt, the interest on the debt. We're not paying the actual principal back on the debt. We're spending more money on that than anything in the American budget except for Social Security and Medicare. That jump in debt service costs came as the U.S. budget deficit surged in August, edging close to $2 trillion for the full year. Now, I want to show you this chart. This is a chart of American interest payments. As these are interest payments on the debt, what we owe to other countries on the debt. As you can see, if you go all the way back to the 50s, the answer was pretty much nothing. Pretty much nothing. And then it started to climb in the 60s, fairly consistently until you hit the late 1970s, the mid to late 1970s. And then the trajectory started to climb even more, and it set on this new very, very steep trajectory, going from approximately $50 billion all the way up to continuously about $350 billion in about a little before the year 2000. Then the interest payments on the debt started to come down from that late 90s period through the mid-2000s. They started to climb again fairly precipitously until you hit the 2008 crash, and then kind of bounced around a little bit, and then the 2020 pandemic and its aftermath. And they just went line that goes straight up. It's a line that goes straight up, and that is Joe Biden's inflationary policy, because we took out more money to spend, which means we have to pay more money back, and we took it out at exorbitant interest rates because we had to increase the interest rates in order to jack down the inflation. And so what you end up with is a jump from approximately $587 billion in servicing the interest on the national debt in the year 2019 to $1 trillion today. $1 trillion. And that's only going to continue to grow. The amount we owe in terms of our interest bill continues to spike. So does the national debt. As late as 2014, the U.S. national debt was $18 trillion. Today, the national debt is $35 trillion. In the course of one decade, we full-on doubled the national debt in this country. That is totally unsustainable. And when Kamala Harris says she's going to solve that by continuing to spend on massive social programs, what she really means is that she's not going to solve it at all. If she believes she's going to solve our nation's economic and fiscal problems by taxing rich people, she's out of her mind. There are only two things that can happen here in order to solve this problem. One is massive economic growth, and the other is reduction in spending, and they have to be combined. The reality is the three biggest items, notice the military budget is not one of these, the three biggest items that are driving America's national debt and the interest on the national debt are payments on the interest on our national debt, Medicare, and Social Security. Those are the big three, and we're not touching any of those until we actually lower our spending. We can outgrow some of our problems, but we can't outgrow all of these problems. Phil Graham and Jody Arrington have a piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday pointing out that welfare is what is eating the budget. They say, ask any budget expert in Washington to explain the ballooning deficit and debt. Social Security and Medicare will be high on the list of causes. That's wrong. The real driver, the elephant in the room, is means-tested social welfare spending. Medicaid, food stamps, refundable tax credits, supplemental Social Security income, temporary assistance for needy families, federal housing subsidies, and almost 100 other programs whose eligibility is limited to those below an income threshold. True, Social Security and Medicare are a drain on general revenue and will become big fiscal problems if not reformed, but they aren't the major source of our current fiscal crisis, because both are financed in large part by dedicated payroll taxes. Since its inception, Social Security has produced cash surpluses 60% of the time. In 2023, Social Security payroll taxes funded about 89% of benefits. Means-tested welfare programs, however, totaled $1.6 trillion in 2023. Welfare spending now absorbs an astonishing 73% of unobligated general revenue. That is total revenue, net Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes, which are earmarked for those purposes, as well as interest on the public debt. It is larger than the claims against unobligated general revenue by Social Security, Medicare, and defense combined. So these gigantic welfare payments that Kamala Harris wishes to structure will only exacerbate this problem by leaps and bounds. So you can see a world where we restructure Social Security or Medicare. You could see a world where we outgrow even some of our problems, but you're not going to outgrow the problem of continuing to stack debt on top of debt on top of debt, all in order to pay off particular political constituencies, which is exactly what Kamala Harris wants to do. She is promising free money and then more free money. And then after that, even more free money. That is her promise. So if you want to know whether the American economy is going to stagnate, the answer under Kamala Harris is absolutely yes. She's going to regulate the hell out of business. She's going to tax it if it ain't dead. And then she's going to spend every dollar she can find on paying off particular political constituencies in the name of equity. Those are the things she is going to do. Pretending that she is a fiscally irresponsible actor is absurd. Now, both parties are fiscally irresponsible, but one is a lot more fiscally irresponsible than the other when it comes to spending on programs that never sunset and only grow. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, coming up, we are joined by Justin Folk, director of the brand new in-theaters film, Am I Racist?, starring our own Matt Walsh. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake with ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
25. Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. A little bit earlier this week, I had the chance to sit down with Justin Folk. He's the director of Matt Walsh's movie. It's out today in theaters. Am I Racist? Here's what it sounded like.
Folks, I'm here with Justin Folk. He is, of course, a film producer and director. After working in Hollywood on films like The Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions and The Incredible Hulk, Justin shifted his creative efforts to create films with a cultural impact. He produced and directed the smash hit film What Is a Woman, starring our own Matt Walsh. It's one of the most watched documentaries of all time. It's been translated into nearly a dozen languages worldwide. And, of course, he's now teamed up again with Matt and recently produced and directed the film Am I Racist, set to release nationwide in theaters September 13th. 2024. Justin, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So, I've seen the film. It's awesome. Tell me about the genesis of this film. Where did this come from?
I mean, it comes on the heels of What Is Woman. You mentioned What Is Woman there. We had great success in terms of getting a message out there, making a huge cultural impact. So, you know, we didn't want to get off the train, honestly. We're like, we have a good thing going here with Matt and our team, awesome team of producers. And we just like, okay, what can we do next? And what's the issue that we can do next? And, how are we going to go about it? We didn't want to make a sequel per se. So we knew we had to kind of go bigger than the last film. And so we decided, hey, how do we do this? How do we go bigger and not make just a What Is a Woman part two this time on race? So we really kind of got a bunch of minds in a room and came up with a lot of ideas, some good, some bad. And, came out the other side with this idea to take Matt on this journey and sort of do a, you know, if what is woman kind of does a zig, this one does a zag, you know, what is woman, Matt, learns about the issue, ultimately goes and kind of fights against it, stands up against it. In this movie, he does the opposite. He basically learns about it and becomes one of them. And we take things to their logical conclusions. So, it was just after What Is a Woman, we decided, hey, let's do this again, but let's go bigger. Let's go bigger this time.
So what's it like working with Matt? I mean, he's obviously, as Jeremy Boring puts it, sociopathic. I mean, you watch him in this film, and it's so hard to watch the interaction between him and some of these anti-racist educators and figures who are being paid thousands of dollars to be there. And Matt just keeps, like, digging deeper and deeper with them. And every time you think that he's reached the center of the onion, there's more layers of him just making it awkward with them. How is it working with Matt?
I mean, Matt is like 4D chess out there. Like he, and you can't read him, right? So don't ever play poker with Matt Walsh. Just don't do it because, he doesn't show anything. And so he's able to, in those conversations, he's able to kind of move it this way and move it that way, almost like a cat with a ball of yarn. He can just kind of bat that person around a little bit. You know, the scene with Robin DiAngelo is just a masterful example of Matt, really knowing where he wants to take it and then finding the path to get there. And so, he's a unique talent, obviously, to be, not just a guy who knows about these ideas, but to drop him in a situation like that, that's high pressure and there's no second takes. And for him to just sort of navigate around and just sort of kind of lead that person around like they're on a leash. It's amazing to watch.
I mean, one of the questions that occurs to me, and I'm an executive producer on the film, but one of the things that occurs to me watching it, because I've only seen actually like an early product and then the very, very, final form of the film. When you're doing things like there's a grief therapy session for white people, and it's unbelievable, and Matt is hysterically funny in it. I mean, how do you even set up that scenario? Because obviously you have cameras in the room, you have microphones in the room. People know they're on film, I would assume, while they're in the room. I mean, it's not like it's a hidden camera thing.
Right.
Were you surprised at how much people were sort of willing to be themselves in front of a camera and mic?
I mean, to a certain degree, yes. I mean, our job, my job as a director is to basically create the sandbox for Matt to play in. And there's a lot of preparation that goes into that. So that involves reaching out to these people, saying to them, hey, we'd love to film your workshop, your support group workshop. We're doing a film on anti-racism. You guys are an example of sort of anti-racism and how, you know, how that can go. And so we would, you know, get their permission to basically just film a workshop, do their normal thing. We were like, don't change anything you're doing. We just want to observe. And then, you know, just parachuting Matt into the scene as the extra element that kind of, you know, to spice things up. So, I'm always surprised when you hear these people in real life say what they have to say. And really that's the whole point of the film, right? Is to show Americans, this is what these people believe. This is what they're pushing on the rest of us. And we as Americans need to know, like, is this really the direction that we want to take ourselves? And so very important just to show them in their own words. And we didn't take them out of context. We don't edit them out of context. We just show them for what they truly are, what they truly believe. And we let the chips, you know, basically fall from there for Americans to decide.
I mean, one of the things that's really striking, there's a scene that happens in the film where Matt actually just goes and talks to kind of normie Americans. He goes to a bar and he goes to an auto shop and he just talks with normal Americans. And the difference between kind of the normal American who just has a baseline understanding of biblical values, like right. Be kind to your neighbor and treat your neighbor how you would want to be treated, and the pseudo-intellectual nonsense, the jargon that's just spewed by these people, it's beautifully juxtaposed. I mean, you really see in true color kind of the difference between people who are good and people who manipulate for money and for power and for grift. It's amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, this isn't just a funny movie. It's a very it's a funny movie about a very serious topic. And so it was very important to have that contrast. It was important to have those regular, everyday people that live their lives and aren't part of this crazy, crazy division that's taking place. In fact, it's actually the heart and soul of the movie. When people watch the movie, they look at the scene. We interviewed a guy named Milton down in New Orleans, and he is the heart and soul of the film. He's just a guy that's had a good go here in America. He loves the country, and Matt sits down with him, and Matt asks him kind of these crazy questions coming from the perspective of a DEI, you know, race hustler, and he just doesn't buy it. He just starts laughing. He's like, this is crazy. And we noticed, of course, that whether they were black, whether they were white, they basically had the same exact message when Matt talked to them, these regular, everyday people. And then when we hold that in contrast to these so-called experts, these people that are pushing this stuff, it really is astounding, you know, the chasm that's there.
So, you know, obviously these films are a huge process. They're a huge journey. And now at the end of this one, we're taking it to theaters. This is the first time that Daily Wire has ever released a movie in theaters. It's going to be released to at least over 1,500 screens, last we heard, over the weekend, which is an amazing thing for a documentary. Talk a little bit about, like, how important that is. You've had movies in theaters before, but nothing like this.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm so proud of everybody, our distributor, SDG, and everything they've done. Of course, the Daily Wire for, I mean, nobody else would make a movie like this. Daily Wire, nobody else would do it. The collaboration with you and Jeremy Boring and everybody on the team to make this happen is really amazing thing. And it's not easy. You know, theaters don't usually take movies like this. We had to kind of prove ourselves to do that. They gave us a certain amount of screens, and then pre-sales were good, and then we got to expand. But it's huge in terms of culture because people look at movies differently than they do no offense, but podcasts and everything
for sure,
else.
You know? One's a permanent piece of culture and
right.
Day to day.
And so, it's, you know, for us to kind of break into that sphere is very important. And to get our message delivered to just regular everyday Americans that may be a little bit tuned out on the issues. But to drop this piece of culture in their laps and get them to think about these things is so important. And for us to be the ones that entertain and make people laugh. So important for us as conservatives to be able to do that. And we haven't always done it well. Times are changing, and I'm thrilled. I'm very lucky to be part of that, you know, to be able to do a movie like this with Matt and with Daily Wire. It's an incredible privilege. And we just are betting, we are absolutely betting on the fact that people will go out and support this thing, that they've been waiting a long time, that Hollywood has been shoveling up the dribble for so long. And now here's an opportunity to say, no, this is the type of thing that I want to support at the box office. So I think it's not just an opportunity for us as storytellers. It's an opportunity for America to go out and be like, this is the kind of thing that I want to see more of.
Well, Justin, it's an amazing piece of work. Honestly, like, amazing job by you, amazing job by Matt. And folks, you really should go see it. in the theaters. September 13th is available. Bring all your friends because it's best watched in a group. We watched it the other night in a group together, and I got to say, with a crowd, it's hysterically funny. It's really, really, really funny. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to learn a lot from it. Make sure you bring a liberal friend because they'll learn a lot from it, too. Go check it out. That, of course, is MI Racist, and you can pre-buy your tickets at miracist.com. All right, folks, we reached the end of today's show. We'll be back on Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The Biden-Harris administration's come under scathing criticism over its handling of the chaotic American withdrawal from Afghanistan. On Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry, a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says Congress's report offers strong support for American troops.
But our leadership is incompetent and inept, and their judgment is awful, and they make decisions based on political considerations instead of tactical and strategic decisions, and they put the lives of those service members who pledged their lives for their country in jeopardy, and unfortunately, those lives are lost.
Scott Perry is a retired brigadier general from the U.S. Army. His full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on Salem News Channel. A plant in Jarrett, Virginia, linked to a contaminated deli meat, is going to be permanently shut down.
Boar's Head says they're closing the plant that was idled in July after the company recalled more than 7 million pounds of deli meats and other products. The company says it will also stop making liverwurst, the product the CDC says was tied to a listeria outbreak that contributed to the deaths of at least 9 people and hospitalizations in 18 states. The plant had a troubled safety history with reports of mold, insects, liquids dripping from the ceiling, and other problems. The company says it's appointing a new chief food safety officer and establishing a safety council. A local United Food and Commercial Workers Union spokesman says the closing will impact around 500 union workers. The plant in Jarrett, Virginia, about 60 miles south of Richmond, is one of the rural area's largest employers. I'm Jennifer King.
McDonald's is planning some major changes in the customer experience at their restaurants. The changes will include how customers order their food, make payments, and receive their food. The timeline for the rollout has not been announced. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Survivors of a massacre in Sudan's Jazeera state say fighters from the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces attacked their village using heavy weaponry before entering homes to kill hundreds of unarmed citizens.
People who survived the massacre at Wad al Nura say children were screaming as homes were bombarded with heavy weapons for several hours. They told the BBC that RSF fighters then burst into their homes shooting at unarmed civilians before looting property, including cars. The eyewitnesses said the gunmen attacked a second time the following morning on June the 6th when people were trying to bury the dead. The RSF denies killing civilians and says it was targeting a militia allied to the Sudanese army. But rights activists say the massacre at Wad al Nura was not an isolated incident, as the RSF has been systematically attacking rural farming communities across Jazeera State.
Most Americans plan to get this year's flu shot, but not the COVID booster. In a new survey, 56% say they'll do the flu shot, but not the other. News and analysis at townhall.com. Far-left British Prime Minister Keir Starmer wins a parliamentary vote that will eliminate a payment used by the elderly to pay their winter heating bills.
Despite the win, Starmer faces unease about it among his Labour Party lawmakers.
Starmer says the decision to remove the winter fuel allowance from all but the poorest retirees is needed because of the dire state of the public finances left by the previous conservative government. Dozens of labor lawmakers backed the move grudgingly or deliberately abstained.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Many British citizens say the lack of money in the budget is due to the ever-increasing number of illegal immigrants receiving government assistance in the UK. Boeing workers are on strike. About 30,000 workers at the airplane manufacturing plants in Seattle and Portland rejected the Boeing contract offer on Thursday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, the Matt Walsh Show. My new film, Am I Racist, premieres in theaters this weekend. But shockingly, some of my co-stars in the film, the DEI grifters we expose, are not happy about the movie. They have come out to denounce it as Nazi propaganda, quote unquote, among other things. We'll discuss that today. Also, Donald Trump unveils a new tax plan as Kamala still refuses to unveil any plans at all of any kind. And the left's hysteria about the reports of Haitians eating cats has reached a fever pitch. We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Today's the day that my new film, Am I Racist, releases in theaters nationwide. This is the most significant moment in my own career personally and a seminal achievement for all of the incredible people who worked on our film, starting with our director, Justin Folk, our producers, Sean Hampton, Brian Hoffman, Benyon Capel, Dallas Saunier, and of course The Daily Wire and the executive team, Jeremy Boring, Caleb Robinson, John Lewis, along with Ben Shapiro, who's an executive producer on the film, and in fact, one of the first people to see the original cut and give us notes on it. This film would not be what it is now without every person that I listed and many others that I haven't listed. I can't read through the whole list. You'll have to watch the movie and stick around for the credits to see the entire list. And by the way, you should stick around for the credits because, you know, this isn't a Marvel movie, but we do have our own little post-credit scene that you don't want to miss. Anyway, the point is that this film was incredibly ambitious from the start. We knew what we wanted to do and what sort of movie we wanted to make, but we had no idea if we could pull it off, especially given my, increased profile and notoriety from the success of What is a Woman? And going out in that environment to try to do the same kind of film, but actually to do it in a more ambitious way. We were always a little bit unsure about how it would work. And, someday I can tell the whole story on how exactly we managed to navigate all of the landmines and create the film that you can now watch in a theater near you. I will say that it took significantly longer than I thought it would take to make and was even more difficult than I imagined it would be. When we finished filming, finally, about a year after we shot our first scene, the odyssey had only really just begun because now came the time to take this unwieldy mammoth of a thing with all of its dozens of hours of raw footage and shape it into a cinematic narrative. Unfortunately, we have a brilliant artist for an editor in Marshall Lee who made this painful process much easier than it had any right to be. We also have Justin Folk, our director, who knows how to comb through footage and find the story. He's brilliant at that. We also spent many cumulative hours in the edit bay and in screening rooms with Jeremy discussing and debating every last detail of this thing. It was a painstaking and sometimes necessarily painful creative collaboration, but that's what's required to make something great. And none of us were going to settle for anything less than what we consider to be great, something that we could all be proud of and something that lives up to our previous film. Sadly, though, not everyone involved in this film is proud of it, apparently. Some of my co-stars, the people that I share the screen with, have demonstrated, if you can believe it, some embarrassment about their role in the movie. In fact, quite tragically, four of the DEI experts that I interviewed or featured in the film have, in recent weeks, deleted their Twitter accounts. And they've run away from social media. A number of them have also denounced the movie in recent days. Kate Slater, the anti-racist educator, now infamous for discussing the racial implications of Disney princesses with me in the movie, she posted on Instagram this week that the movie is a piece of and she's going off the radar to avoid criticism from the angry white men who might come and criticize her after the movie. Meanwhile, one of the hosts of Race to Dinner, Syra Rao, who's featured in one of the pivotal scenes of the film, according to a report in the Postmillennial today, condemned the movie during a Race to Dinner digital book club event recently. She warned people not to see it. She called it a fascist Nazi white supremacy film. And she claimed that she was conned into being in the film. As a con artist, of course, herself, she knows a lot about, you know, being conned. So apparently not enough to avoid it happening to her. If we did con her, which of course we did not, for the record, we simply gave her an opportunity to appear in our documentary about anti-racism. And that's an opportunity that she was eager to take advantage of. And we did, in fact, make a documentary about anti-racism. We did exactly what we said. No conning involved. I mean, how could Syra Rao accuse me of being a con artist? Who does Syra Rao think I am? Syra Rao? Finally, just yesterday, Robin DiAngelo issued a statement. And it's lengthy. It is also everything that you'd want from Robin DiAngelo, from a Robin DiAngelo statement. Posted to her website on Thursday, her statement is titled, About That Film, ... And here's what she says in part. Quote, back in 2023, I was contacted by a group who claimed to be making a documentary film called Shades of Justice about efforts to address racism in the United States. They plan to interview anti-racist activists, authors, and thought leaders in service of supporting the cause of racial equity. They offered me between $10,000 and $20,000 for an interview. I said, let's meet in the middle with $15,000, and I agreed to participate. I have since donated that sum to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Now, side note here, Shades of Justice is, in fact, one of the organizational names that we used, you know, while we were making this film. What does Shades of Justice mean? It doesn't really mean anything, but we figured it's the kind of meaningless name that would resonate with the woke crowd, and it did. I'll also say that I appreciate Robin's generosity in meeting in the middle with just $15,000. She really gave us a deal. You see, it was a bargain. We talked to her for about 2 hours, 15 grand, about, you know, a little over $7,000 an hour. She's very generous of her to only charge us that much. She continues, quote, when I arrived for the interview, a few things felt off. The grips would not make eye contact with me, and the interviewer, who was introduced as Matt, appeared to be wearing an ill-fitting wig. Now, let's stop here again, Robin. First of all, the wig fit very well. It was a nice wig. That was an authentic wig. It was made from real human hair. I harvested the hair myself from a homeless guy in exchange for a Snickers bar and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Second, more to the point, you claim that you noticed I was wearing a wig the moment you sat down, and yet you still did the interview? In your version of events, okay, the crew was nervous and shifty, which they weren't, but this is what you're saying. And you come in, you see that, you sit down, there's some guy sitting there with an ill-fitting wig. Things felt off, yet Robin, you still sat there and talked to me on camera for 2 hours. Whose fault is that? If what you say is true, then we can only conclude that you were willing to do anything just for the money, which is basically the whole point of the movie. So thank you for emphasizing the point for us. Reading on, quote, Matt presented himself as someone new to anti-racist work and seemed earnest, and his questions did not come across as adversarial. By the end, however, things got weird. Matt asked what I thought about reparations for black Americans. I said that I agreed with reparations, but that it was not my area of expertise. He then pulled up a chair and invited a black crew member who went by Ben to sit down with us, took out his wallet and handed Ben some cash. He said that if I believed in reparations, I should also give Ben cash. While some black people have asked white people to engage in reparations by giving directly to individuals, reparations are generally understood as a systemic approach to past and current injustice. The way Matt set this up felt intended to put Ben and I on the spot. Because Matt was pushing this on us, I expressed my discomfort and checked him in with Ben to be sure that he was okay with receiving cash in this way. Ben reassured me that he was, so I went to my wallet and handed him my cash, and the interview ended. Okay. So let's back up here and review again your version of events, Robin. You walked into the room to do an interview with an organization that you knew very little about. Things felt off, you say. The interviewer was wearing a strange wig. Then the interviewer, in this wig, forces a black man to sit down and receive cash reparations. You felt like the whole thing was a setup and intended to put you on the spot, but you still paid the reparations. Even in spite of all that, you still paid. That's your defense. That's what you're saying. Now, as for me, I don't want to give spoilers away for the film. I don't care how many times some of these spoilers have been reported by the media. I refuse on principle to officially confirm the legitimacy of any of the spoilers. Everybody will have to go to the theater this weekend to watch I'm a Racist for themselves and see what exactly happens. But if what you say is true, if it is true, then it would seem to make you not only a fool, but a money-grubbing grifter, which again is sort of the whole point of the film. I will say that your assumption that my black friend, Ben, was manipulated into taking part in this alleged reparations exercise is quite demeaning and infantilizing to him. No great shock coming from the woman who demeans and infantilizes black people for a living. If this reparations thing actually did happen, as you claim, how do you know Ben was not a willing participant? In fact, how do you know that he wasn't forcing me to do it? Maybe I'm the innocent victim in all this. Have you thought about that, Robin? Continuing on, she says, after reviewing the sequence of events and discussing it with colleagues, I realized that they had lied about their agenda and I had been played. I spread the word on my networks. Unfortunately, last month I started receiving hateful and misogynistic emails. Some referenced the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro's website, which announced that the film is indeed being released. It's not titled Shades of Justice, nor is it meant to support the anti-racist cause. It is a Borat-style mockumentary titled Am I Racist? And designed to humiliate and discredit anti-racist educators and activists. Their deception was carefully planned and well-funded. The interviewer was, in fact, Matt Walsh, a far-right provocateur backed by Shapiro and Daily Wire Plus, and yes, wearing a wig. Am I Racist is not only about me, and I was not the only one who fell for their deception. Sadly, many of those being mocked are women of color. I've not seen the film, nor do I plan to watch it, so I don't know how they have used any of my interview or how they've edited it. But if you see clips of the full film, consider the source, Matt Walsh. So who is Matt Walsh and what is his and his backers' agenda? Luckily for us, he has clearly answered that question without shame time and time again. She then goes on to quote and provide a link to Southern Poverty Law Center's hit piece on me. They say that I'm a white supremacist shock jock, etc. All in all, much of what she says about me and the Daily Wire and our film is not true, especially when she claims that our film was well-funded. In fact, this was a very low-budget operation, at least by Hollywood standards. Borat, which she compares our film to, had a budget of around $18 million 20 years ago. Our budget was about 16% of that. Now, from a quality perspective, the film does look much more expensive than it is. Credit to our crew and production team, which is maybe what Robin DiAngelo was picking up on. And, you know, I appreciate once again the compliment. She is, though, completely correct about one thing. She says that our intentions are to humiliate and discredit anti-racist educators and activists. And on that point, she could not be more right. That is, in fact, our agenda with this film. We have other things we want to do, too. We want to entertain you. We want to make you laugh. We want to prove that conservatives can successfully make a film like this, the kind of film that until now only liberals like Sacha Baron Cohen have pulled off or even attempted. We have many things we wish to achieve with this movie, but most of all, yes, we want to expose the so-called anti-racist movement. We want to humiliate and discredit these grifters. Or I should say, really, we want to give them an opportunity to humiliate and discredit themselves. That's what we're actually doing. And that is an opportunity that Robin DiAngelo took full advantage of, quite eagerly. She only has herself to blame. And you can see it for yourself, and you really need to see this for yourself. Because I tell you one thing, if you've read the descriptions, I can tell you it is so much worse for her than it even sounds in the descriptions. And you can see it all for yourself right now in theaters. You really don't want to miss it. We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Foundation.org.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Before we move on, I just have to say, to emphasize here, the double standard. You know, we've been criticized a lot by the left, including, as we heard, some of the people in the film, some of my co-stars, who, by the way, I thought they'd be really proud of our film that we made together. I thought it was a thrill working with all of my co-stars, Robin DiAngelo, Cyber Rao, Kate Slater. And I thought that we really bonded. I thought we had, I thought that we shared, you know, that time together. And I thought we were best friends forever. I thought we were biffs. That's what I've been going around telling everybody. So what a fool I am now. How foolish do I look? I've been telling everyone that Robin DiAngelo is my friend. We had a great moment together. We really had a breakthrough moment. And then to have her coming out and denouncing the film, it's heartbreaking. Anyway. So these people have been, and many others on the left have criticized the film, for a lot of reasons, but primarily for the methods we used to make the film and also the methods we used to make our last film. They say that it's deceptive and it's unethical and it's wrong and all of that. But you notice that all the people on the left saying that about me and my movies, none of them say it about Sacha Baron Cohen. But Sacha Baron Cohen, with Borat and his other characters, uses the same kinds of methods. And the difference is that he is usually trying to embarrass normal working class Americans. That's his target. In the first Borat film, which is hilarious, and I love the movie, it's undeniably hysterical movie. But he completely humiliates a bunch of working class people who haven't done anything wrong. In fact, often these are nice people trying to be polite and accommodating to someone who they see as just kind of this hapless foreigner. And for that, they've been just like eternally embarrassed in this, what's now become this sort of iconic film. Or think about Nathan Fielder. Now again, I think Nathan Fielder is hilarious and brilliant. It will not surprise you to learn that his style of humor is right up my alley. And I'm sure he probably hates my guts because I'm assuming he's extremely liberal. I don't know. I just assume that. And that's fine. I think he's funny. But with his shows, who is he targeting? Again, average Americans. His show, Nathan For You, hysterically funny. But the truth is that he's making a mockery out of small business owners who are just trying to make a living. I mean, in some cases, doing things with these business owners, like misleading them in a direction that would destroy their business. These are like just normal people. They have businesses, they have families. It's probably really harmed them and even ruined their lives in some cases. And yet all that can happen. And virtually nobody, especially on the left, raises any ethical concerns about it whatsoever. And then in our case, we're doing a similar kind of thing, but we're actually punching up. With this film and the last, we're going after academics, so-called experts, DEI grifters, con artists, and in general, upper class liberals. Okay. There are a few scenes in our film and in the latest film, Am I Racist, featuring normal working class people. We do go into some low income areas, to talk to people who are, working class or even lower than that on the income, ladder. But in those scenes, as you'll see when you watch the movie, I'm the butt of the joke. And we were very intentional about that. I said this many times all throughout shooting. This was like a mantra as we were shooting it, that I said that if we do any scenes with normal, good, nice people, I need to be the butt of the joke in those scenes. I'm not trying to embarrass normal people or just trying to live their lives. I don't want to trap them into saying anything that's going to make them look bad. I don't want to do that. Because we actually do have ethical sensibilities when we're making a movie like this. So if anyone is going to be the butt of the joke in my films, it's either going to be me for the comedic effect, or it's going to be these people who are, again, so-called experts, getting, you know, many of them worth millions of dollars, getting paid thousands of dollars just for, you know, to do seminars and whatever, and the kinds of people who can charge thousands of dollars to be interviewed. Okay. Those kinds of people. Or again, upper class liberal types, who are never skewered in films like this. So that's what we're doing. That's punching up. Okay. I'm a podcaster with no college education. I'm a community college dropout podcaster. And I'm going into rooms with people with PhDs. All right? So if that's not punching up, I don't know what is. And based on what the left would say about me, they'd expect that, like, I would be easily humiliated by these people. How could I even trap them? Right? I'm a moron compared to them. I'm uneducated, right? That's what they would say. So they should have nothing to worry about. I mean, how could I possibly embarrass these people? How could I trick them into doing anything? How could I manipulate them? How could I do that? These are brilliant experts. So it's interesting. So, you know, a Hollywood multimillionaire celebrity making a movie where he's tricking and embarrassing, you know, working class people who make $30,000 a year. That's not unethical. But a community college dropout podcaster may be embarrassing millionaires and PhD level people. That is unethical. Huh. Okay. Strange how that works.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact
contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hello, food fans. Jeff Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show.
Let's take a look at this. Trump announced a new tax plan, or a new plan related to taxes that I think is interesting. Watch this.
I'm also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? Think of that. Think of that. Think of that. That gives people more of an incentive to work. It gives the companies a lot. It's a lot easier to get the people. And, you know, I went to some economists, great ones, and I said, what do you think? They said, it would be unbelievable. You'll get a whole new workforce by doing that. No taxes on overtime. The people who work overtime are among the hardest working citizens in our country. And for too long, no one in Washington has been looking out for them. Those are the people that really work. They're police officers, nurses, factory workers, construction workers, truck drivers, and machine operators. It's time for the working man and woman to finally catch a break, and that's what we're doing, because this is a good one. And I think it's going to be great for the country. So that's why we will be saying that if you're an overtime worker when you're past 40 hours a week, think of that, your overtime hours will be tax-free. Okay, good. You're going to have it.
So it's a good idea. That's the first thing. Anything, you know, that involves people paying fewer taxes, I'm generally in favor of, as long as it's fair, as long as it's across the board. You know, in this case, anyone working overtime hours doesn't have to pay taxes on it. And that's fair. That's a benefit being granted across the board to anyone who works these hours. And it's a great idea. And it's a plan that will directly and immediately benefit millions of people. Those are the kinds of plans I like. And benefit them by giving them more access to their own money, right? Letting them, we're not giving them money. This is not a welfare program. We're not taking from others and giving, it's not redistribution. It's just, we're going to let you keep your own money. This is your money. You keep more of it. That's the plan I like. Okay. You want to help people. You want to help, middle class Americans, all class, you know, Americans of all classes. I think the number one way you help them, help us, is by letting us keep our own money. That's it. It's not even help, right? That's not help. You can't even call that help. You're not helping me by saying, oh, that's your own money. You can keep it. That's not help. That's more, you are refraining from sabotaging me. It's like if somebody was going to run up and rob you on the street corner and then decides not to at the last minute, right? He can't expect you to say thank you. All he did was not rob you, which you shouldn't have done to begin with. So, but then notice how it works with, if you have a plans from Democrats where they are supposedly going to help you. How does that work? Well, it's always like, okay, we'll start with this program. And we'll put a bunch of money into the program, and then the program will have these initiatives, And the initiatives will lead to proposals, and those proposals will be considered, and if they're approved, the proposals will be adopted by committees, and blah, 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 and on and on. Nobody even experiences the actual benefit. Nobody outside of the government, that is. And if anyone does experience the benefit, it's always, again, going to be other people's money going to them. It's always, so it's all, you're just, all they're really doing is kind of spreading the problem around. But this is very simple and direct. Get rid of the taxes on overtime, work overtime, you keep a lot more of your own money. And if you pass that law, millions of Americans will feel the impact of it immediately. That is a significant positive impact felt immediately. And you could contrast this with Kamala, who actually hasn't even told us any of her policies. So Trump is out every, 3 days, it feels like, with a new policy proposal that he throws out there. Meanwhile, Kamala has not even given us the vague outlines of what kind of policies she wants to put in place when she's in power. So the contrast is very striking. All right, Fox News has this report. American gymnast Jordan Chiles couldn't hold back tears in her first interview about the retraction of her Olympic medal. The 23-year-old Olympian, nicknamed Chick, was embroiled in one of the biggest scandals of the Paris Games when she won bronze in the women's floor exercises after American coaches asked officials to review a score. Romania's Anna Barbasu initially finished with a higher score than Chiles once the American finished her routine. And judges reviewed the footage, changed the score, and bumped Chiles up to third place, sparking the initial controversy and fierce backlash from Romanians. Then on the last day of the Olympics, the Court of Arbitration for Sports ruled that the Chiles appeal was submitted past the one-minute deadline and changed her score to drop her back into fifth place. The next day on August 11th, the International Olympic Committee determined that Chiles must return the medal. Chiles gave her first sit-down interview about the incident this week during a panel at the Forbes Power Women's Summit 2024 on Wednesday. She said, quote, "To me, everything that has gone on is not about the medal. It's about, my skin color." Chiles previously claimed that she was facing racially driven attacks from social media users in a statement posted to X on August 15th. When Chiles won the bronze medal, it resulted in the first gymnastics podium in Olympic history that featured three black contestants. Quote, "It's about the fact that there were things that have led up to this position of being an athlete, and I felt like everything has been stripped." Okay, so it's racism. They're taking the medal away because the mistake was made, and that's racism. Remember, there were actually two Romanian gymnasts that were robbed initially. Chiles actually needs to return her medal twice because there are two other gymnasts who rightfully finished ahead of her. There's the one mentioned in the article, and then there's another one that was penalized for stepping out of bounds, even though she didn't. A replay clearly, absolutely, incontrovertibly shows that she did not step out of bounds, but she got a penalty anyway. And if she had not gotten that penalty, then she would have been in third place. Which means, again, that Chiles did not win the bronze. She doesn't deserve it. She didn't win it. That's it. It's not hers. It's not yours, Jordan. That's it. But she refuses to give it back because she made history with the all-black podium. And that's all that should matter, apparently. So, yeah, that's the irony, of course, is that she says that the criticism is about her skin color. It isn't. Nobody cares about that. No one's talking about that. The only person talking about her skin color is her. So she says that they're saying she should give it back because she's black, but really she's saying she shouldn't give it back because she's black. So she's the one making it about her race. And this is something that I've talked about a lot while doing interviews for the movie Am I Racist, coming out today, amiracist.com, to get tickets. I've talked about the framework, right? We all have a framework. Your ideology, your belief system, your principles, your faith, that's your framework. That's the scaffolding. Or maybe it's even, an even better metaphor, really, is to say that all that stuff is your lens. That's the lens that you look out at the world with. You see everything through that lens. And however that lens is tinted, that's how the world is going to be tinted. There's no way around that, by the way. Nobody sees the world in a truly objective way. Nobody's looking out at the world and actually seeing the world exactly as it is, which isn't to say that the world isn't exactly one way or another. It isn't to say that we all have our own truth. I'm not saying that. There's only one truth. There is an objective reality that we all are a part of, but our ability to see and understand the objective reality is not perfect because we are flawed, fallible creatures. We are apt to get confused about things, to be mistaken, to think that things are true when they aren't, to be biased, to be, engage in wishful thinking and all that sort of stuff. And everybody's lens can get a little scuffed, a little bit dirty and blurry, and it makes it harder for you to see what's actually happening in the world. That's part of being a human being. We're not God. God sees everything all the time exactly as it is. We do not. So back to Jordan Chiles. She has the lens of left-wing racial ideology. That is her lens. She sees everything through that lens. She is actually incapable of separating it from anything that happens to her. Any misfortune she suffers is understood automatically through this lens. This is what it filters through. This is a, and it's what makes those of us who don't have that lens, it's what makes us so hard for us to understand, you know, how she can see the world that way. And what's really hard for us to understand is this. It never even occurred to Jordan Chiles that she lost the bronze medal for reasons other than her race. I can tell you right now, she has not even paused for a second to think, huh, I wonder if maybe this is just happening because it's an unfortunate thing and it's got nothing to do with the fact that I'm black. She hasn't thought that for a second, not a second, right? The moment she got word that she had to give the medal back, immediately, first thought, first and only thought is it's because I'm black. Race has to play a part in her world. It has to be the fundamental reason why this bad thing happened to her, because it's the fundamental reason why any bad thing happens to her, because that is the lens. That's how she sees the world. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock, fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
You know, there are a lot of well-known chants from political rallies throughout history. There was We Like Ike for Eisenhower. There was Hell No, We Won't Go for the many protests during the Vietnam War. More recently, there was Build the Wall and Lock Her Up during the Trump campaign back in 2016. These kinds of chants are historic artifacts in a way. Historians study them to get a sense of what things were like in the past. Yesterday, another chant was added to this storied list. It happened at a Tim Walz rally, of all places. We're talking about an instant classic here, one that future historians will study for a long time. And then after studying it, they'll look at each other and say, what the hell was going on back then? And then they might ask, how can this be real? And what were those people smoking? I don't have the answer to all those questions, but I can confirm, if any future historians are watching this podcast many years down the line, that this is a very real chant from a Tim Walz rally that took place in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And here it is.
You tell me you had this on your bingo card, and they're eating cats. And they're eating cat. We can say.
Yes, they're chanting, we're not eating cats, over and over. And they're doing it with enthusiasm, too, like they rehearsed it. But again, we're the weird ones. They're chanting that they don't eat cats at their rallies. We're the weird ones. First of all, unless that rally was full of Haitians, which it isn't, then this chant doesn't even make sense. Nobody is saying that Democrats in general are eating cats. That's not a claim that anybody is making. The claim that people are making is that Haitian nationals specifically are eating cats. So already we're in very confusing territory with this chant. It's not even clear what they're trying to say. But if nothing else, we can determine from this chant that Republicans' claims about illegal aliens eating household pets, made most recently by Donald Trump at the debate the other day, have struck a chord with Democrats. They clearly don't think it's happening, and they're very, very upset that anyone's making the claim. In fact, they're upset to a degree that borders on comical at this point. That's only the case for Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell, who had a meltdown in Congress earlier this week in response to a cat meme that was tweeted out by one of his colleagues. Watch.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets? My God, are you okay, Mr. Chairman?
Now, it's safe to say this is the first documented panic attack that a member of Congress has suffered in response to a meme. But, I don't even know if that's true. The Democrats have been having a lot of panic attacks about memes. Certainly the first one in response to a cat and duck meme. I think we can say that. Put aside the specific facts of the cat eating allegation for a second. This was a joke image that he was responding to, an image that is clearly intended to be humorous and which millions of people have understood as humorous. But instead it provoked this reaction. And that might be one of the greatest images to come out of Congress this decade. In complaining about a meme, Eric Swalwell has turned himself into a meme. So we have a meme out of a meme. But most people are not like Eric Swalwell, thankfully. They're able to laugh a little bit, which is why the whole cat-dog eating allegation from the debate has prompted the creation of an entire genre of videos on TikTok. In fact, this was by far the most viral moment of the debate on TikTok, other than Trump's closing argument. Here's a representative video. Watch.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
It's a banger, as the kids would say. It's a club banger right there. Suffice it to say, at this point, everything has, you know, gotten a little bit out of hand. The facts of the situation in Springfield are now secondary to the memes. So to correct the record, in order to prevent future mental breakdowns by sitting congressmen, it's important to clarify what we know and don't know about animals getting eaten in Springfield. As far as I can tell, the allegation that people's cats are being eaten first gained popularity after this recent body cam footage from Canton, Ohio, which is about 3 hours from Springfield, circulated online. Watch this.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
So like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it? She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
Wait, why is the Humane Society picking up a dead cat? The cat was half eaten. I think it's a little late to call the Humane Society. Hey, get an animal shelter out here for this cat. It's they could take the half of it that still remains. Maybe somebody will adopt it. Anyway, so a woman with dark skin allegedly ate a cat. It's not clear if she was high or mentally disturbed or just really hungry, and the cat looked delicious. I don't know, but what is clear at this point is that the woman is not a Haitian migrant, legal or otherwise. The authorities have made that very clear. At the same time, the fact that this one incident did not involve a Haitian migrant does not mean that people's pets are necessarily safe in Springfield. The Federalists obtained the audio of a Springfield resident's phone call to police from about August 26th. This is before Springfield attracted national attention, so there's no chance that the caller was just trying to play into a current narrative. And in the call, the resident reports a group of Haitian migrants carrying four geese. Here's some of the audio.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
So this is obviously pretty strong contemporaneous evidence that Haitians may indeed be killing geese and other animals that they find on the street, which, I mean, I will say geese are incredibly annoying. So, if people want to kill any geese in my neighborhood, I'm fine with it. But then again, stray cats can also be kind of annoying, but I'm not endorsing eating them. Anyway, there's also these images from Springfield obtained by the Daily Wire's Spencer Lindquist showing that, quote, the heads and carcasses of slaughtered pigs are being left out in public. And you can see the image. Additionally, you might have seen this viral image of a dark-skinned man in Ohio carrying an animal on the street. This was apparently posted to Reddit a few months ago. There was no indication that the guy is actually from Haiti, and it doesn't appear that this was photographed in Springfield. And so a lot of people are using this photograph to say, well, aha, there you go. The right-wingers are lying about Haitians eating animals. But to believe that, you'd have to overlook the first-hand accounts of people actually living in Springfield. I'm not just talking about the 911 call or the Facebook images that Spencer obtained. I'm talking about the testimony from Springfield City Council meetings, some of which I've played before. But here's just a couple of those videos.
They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like,
these are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop.
So at this point, in order to refute all the evidence, you pretty much have to say that Springfield residents are all wrong. They're relying on hearsay, maybe. Maybe the 911 caller was mistaken about what he saw. They're lying. They're engaged in some kind of anti-Haitian conspiracy. But in order to believe that, as implausible as it is, you'd also have to ignore Haitian culture itself. And it's simply a verifiable fact that Haitians eat cats. Here's an image that Shai Reichick found from 12 years ago. It's an image of a tourist in Haiti being served a stewed cat. And it's not from some right-wing propaganda site. It's from Reddit. And there are plenty more images and posts like this. Go on YouTube. You'll find Haitians posting video tutorials about how to properly peel a cat so you can eat it for lunch. I'm not going to go into any more detail than that. Everyone knows all of this is true. It is part of Haitian culture. That is where a lot of this stuff comes from. So if you import tens of thousands of Haitians into a small town in Ohio, stands to reason that they might bring that culture with them. That's far more likely than the claim that all of these residents are lying. No, the Haitians may not have eaten other people's cats yet, or maybe they have, but it certainly seems like they're eating other animals that can be found on the street. And either way, it doesn't matter. The only important point to make here is that Haitian culture is not our culture. And there's really nothing good about making our country more like Haiti, okay? That's why all these Haitians are coming here. but it's also why we have to send them back. There's not a single person who lives in America who would benefit from having our country more closely reflect Haiti or Haitian culture. And that is ultimately why Democrats who are having meltdowns over cat memes and the Haitians who are eating cats, if that is what they're doing, are today canceled. That'll do it for the show today and this week. Have a great weekend, a weekend that I certainly hope includes you going to watch our new film, Am I Racist, which is in theaters right now. So go get yourself a ticket to the movie and enjoy. And I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great day. Great weekend. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump gave a press conference at his golf course in Rancho Palos Verdes Friday. Former president said Kamala Harris played a role in the crime problems now facing California.
This whole state is one of the sad chapters in what's gone on with the radical left lunatics that we have to put up with. As the San Francisco district attorney, Kamala was the godmother of sanctuary cities. She was right out there at the forefront, and also the movement of defunding the police.
Kamala Harris was in Pennsylvania campaigning in that battleground state Friday. Two astronauts remain stuck at the International Space Station because of problems with their space capsule.
Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore were supposed to go on a brief trip to the International Space Station in June, but their Boeing capsule had problems. It was too risky for them to return.
It was trying at times. It was there were some tough times.
The capsule has left. The astronauts stayed.
You don't want to see it go off without you, but that's where we wound up.
Wilmore and Williams say that's how it goes in the space business. Williams says space is her happy place.
Being up here in space, it's just fun. You know, every day you do something that's work, quote unquote. You can do it upside down. You can do it sideways.
Right now, their eight-day mission is expected to last more than 8 months. I'm Ed Donahue.
Pope Francis told young people in Singapore Friday that all religions are paths to God, an affirmation that runs counter to the Christian belief in Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Speaking with the youth at Singapore's Catholic Junior College, the Pope said all religions are a path to reach God. They are, to use a comparison, like different languages, different dialects to get there. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Political writer Ben Domenech says the ABC debate moderators this past week were not only unfair to fact-check the former president on his concerns about infanticide, but they were also factually incorrect.
It's not a mythology. It's not an invented thing to say that there are infants who are born alive, you know, who are basically essentially left to die or given, quote-unquote, comfort care, things like that.
Domenech says in Tim Walz's state of Minnesota, several babies have been allowed to die after being born alive through botched abortions. He was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. Wildfires that are burning near Los Angeles slowed down on Thursday as cooler temperatures hit the area, but officials say they still present a threat. The three fires in the area burned over 110,000 acres after they were fueled by triple-digit heat, high winds, and dry vegetation. News and analysis at townhall.com. Around 36,000 schools in the U.S. are in need of updated heating and cooling systems.
The Government Accountability Office reports many students are trying to learn in environments that are too hot and can even be harmful to their health. Many school air conditioning systems were installed back in the 1970s. Traditional systems also release pollutants. Ground source heat pumps are becoming an increasingly popular option for schools because of their efficiency, sustainability, and tax incentives offered through the Inflation Reduction Act. John Scott reporting.
Some of the Louisiana parishes that lost electricity during Hurricane Francine may not get their power back until Monday. Entergy released a statement saying power had been restored to over 50% of the hundreds of thousands of customers who lost service as Francine moved across Louisiana this past week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our city.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Running for president and stuff.
who's becoming nearly impossible to communicate with, according to the person, to complete her ballot. You know, and they have the mail-out ballots, so you don't have to be up to anything. You just, the Democrats will mail you one, and if your people can't think and don't know what year it is and don't know who's running, you should definitely fill out the ballot because you're a Democrat, and that's what Democrats do. In Chicago, if you get the mail-out ballot and your relatives are dead, you should help them fill it out because it's really hard for the dead to fill out the ballot. But in Chicago, it's still recommended. Pretty amazing stuff. When the situation is hazy, my inclination would be to err on the side of helping someone to vote, because voting is such a central form of civic participation, the New York Times wrote. And this was written by their ethicist. They have an ethicist whose name is Kwame Appiah. Kwame Appiah. They're not Western ethics. They're not American ethics, but they have an ethicist. And Kwame Appiah, he is offering the advice. And that's because really, the more we become like Africa, the better we are. That makes us more diverse. You know, if we were just a little more like Burkina Faso, and we are becoming more like Burkina Faso, a B-pole country in Africa, and their capital city. What's their capital city, Michael? It's Ouagadougou. Ouagadougou is the capital city of Burkina Faso. It's perhaps my favorite capital. I think it is my favorite capital. Ulaanbaatar is kind of fun, but I prefer Ouagadougou. So here's the New York Times, their ethicist, who is suggesting that someone with advanced Alzheimer's should be helped out by their Democrat juniors and fill it out. And, you know, this is the ethicist from wherever he's from, with his values, whatever they may be, in the New York Times with New York Times values. We know what they are. Remarkable stuff. And have the people that are incapable of voting, you should fill out their ballots for them. That's the New York Times. And that's their ethicists. You know, I typically don't look to the New York Times for ethics, but that's me. And Kwame Appiah. I just wish my ethics were more like the ethics of Kwame Appiah, don't you? Sure. I love the Appiah. Too many seeds sometimes, but the Appiah, you know, you slice them up, you put them in your vodka drinks, the Appiah. That's remarkable stuff. Well, happy Friday to you and welcome. The nice people of Springfield, Ohio that have had, you know, the population of Springfield, Ohio, slightly less than, fewer than 60,000 people. And the Democrats decided to dump 15,000 Haitians or maybe 20,000 Haitians into this town and say, hey, you got a school system there? Here, deal with this. They don't speak English. They don't speak Spanish. They don't speak any Latin-based language at all. They speak a form of Creole. Creole, which may have its roots back in the French language somewhere, which is a Latin-based language. But Creole and Haitian Creole, really not an easy thing to accommodate in the school system in Springfield, Ohio. I'm just guessing. I don't run the school system in Springfield, Ohio. And how about the health care system? And how about the welfare system? I saw a Springfield, Ohio resident yesterday on the television saying that he went down to the welfare office with a family member and got there, and the line was around the corner with Haitians who are speaking Creole and have diseases not known in Western civilization. And that's fine. The Democrats are making everything better. It's the fundamental transformation of America. And apparently the Haitians are driving cars all over the city of Springfield and didn't grow up driving, don't really have a culture of driving. Happy Days was not their favorite show growing up. It's, you know, American Graffiti was not something they grew up with. And so they're crashing a lot. And I played some of the audio of a resident there who's African-American, since Democrats care about nothing more than that. And the African-American resident of Springfield, Ohio, saying that these Haitians are careening around the city, crashing into things and overturning cars and stuff.
I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into... they're flipping cars in the middle of the street.
Flipping cars in the middle of the street. And there is a resident there. I saw the father of an 11-year-old that was run over and killed by a Haitian careening around because he didn't grow up driving a car. Now, here's a... You think they have driver's licenses? Because the Democrats give driver's licenses to everybody. They make it better, don't they? Aren't they amazing? Man, oh, man. And there you have it. There you have it. It is truly extraordinary stuff. Now, I got a lot of things for you today because there are so many things going on. We've got MSDNC yesterday. Joyless Reid. You know Joyless Reid. She's a devout racist. She hates white people. That's how you know that she's a racist. And I don't think she likes the Jews much either, does she? I don't think she likes the Jews. And Elie Mystel. You know this Elie Mystel guy? He's got the clown hair. He's got the big oversized bright white afro because he's gone gray and it looks funny. And he's a radical left winger. Joy Reid agrees with Elie Mystel's declaration that Trump supporters are just as despicable, the headline says, as he is. As that means Donald Trump, just as despicable as the headline is poorly written because what they mean is that Trump supporters are just as despicable as Trump is, not as Elie Mystel is. Elie Mystel is much more despicable than anyone that I've mentioned this morning, but never mind that. Yeah, and he declares on MSDNC that it's not just Trump, it's all Trump voters. He says, just as despicable. It's the new deplorables, a basket full of deplorables. You know, you got that. And all the Trump associates have, we had the attorney general out there yesterday. And he's awful. At least he's not in the Supreme Court, and his appointment is temporary. And he should be leaving in January if everything goes well. Remarkable stuff. But he's out there talking about how legitimate and even-handed the Justice Department is under him. Not taking into account the abundant evidence to the opposite. But never mind that, because remarkable stuff. Also, we have out of Georgia, charges, two counts against President Trump have been dropped in the RICO case. You know, RICO is the way to get him. We get all the Democrats under RICO. Everybody in the Democrat administration today should be targeted by the incoming Justice Department, don't you think? Of course not. But then again, you know, a turnabout is fair play, isn't it? I think so. Senator Danang Dick, you know, Danang Dick. Democrats have forever been claiming they went to war when they didn't. And Senator Blumenthal, Richard Blumenthal, he's a Democrat, and he claimed long ago that he went to Vietnam and served in Vietnam, and he did that repeatedly when he was campaigning. But it was never true. He's never been to Vietnam. Maybe he went on vacation long after the war or something, but maybe a congressional delegation. Senator Blumenthal warns that the American people will be shocked, astonished, and appalled by a report on the Secret Service failures on the day of the attempted Trump assassination. And, you know, I'm often appalled, but rarely shocked at this point. It's the old shocked and appalled thing. Often appalled, rarely shocked, but that's me. And there's more on that because Secret Service was testifying in secret. They're called the Secret Service, not the Open Service. So the Secret Service testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday, but behind closed doors, because they're secret. And the members of Congress said, oh, you're not going to believe what we learned. This is nuts, but they're not going to tell us. They're waiting for the season premiere on cable. Got to get closer to Election Day or something like that. And there's not that there's a cover-up going on. They just don't want to tell you. And Melania Trump posted a video about the attempted assassination. And you know who attacked her and mocked her? Did you see my show on Newsmax last night? It was a lot of fun, and we did this on there. But Don Lemon, remember the long-forgotten Don Lemon, the groper from CNN, just one of the gropers from CNN? Although, you know, he's not, Jeffrey Toubout, but the whatever happened to Jeffrey Toubout is just back working at CNN like nothing happened, right? And Don Lemon, they got rid of Don Lemon because they're racists, and remarkable stuff, Don Lemon went on and mocked posted a video mocking Melania Trump, talking about her husband being shot in the head. You know, he's just trimmed. It was just his ear, you know, which is attached to his head. Last time I looked, but never mind that. That's where he keeps his ears, on his head. Who was I? Where was I yesterday? I made mention of this yesterday. And somebody said, I said, yeah, Trump got shot in the head. And dude said, you mean he was shot in his ear? And I said, well, yeah, but this particular ear happened to be on his head at the time. So that's where it was. That's how you can tell if he was just shot in the nose. That'd still be his head, you know. That's how that works, but amazing stuff. And the news media is very upset. The Newsweek fake magazine, instead of reporting on the story, just put out a political story, a pretty ridiculous political story. MAGA, that's the first letters of their headline in Newsweek magazine, M-A-G-A, in all capital letters, as you might imagine. I think they don't know what it means. If you ask the Newsweek reporter, what does MAGA stand for? Do you think, how many Democrats could even answer that question? Every day is an IQ test. I'm thinking that most Democrats would have trouble with that, including reporters at Newsweek magazine. MAGA pushes claim of ABC whistleblower. They put that in quotation marks, ABC whistleblower. After Harris-Trump debate. Now, there is that. Now, that's not the appropriate headline in Newsweek magazine. When you hear this story, it's pretty amazing. There is a story going around, and the whistleblower, a whistleblower, has not come forward. So it's, you know, it's not confirmed, but the story flying around is that there's someone inside ABC who is threatening to go public and say that the people at ABC News handed over the questions or the boilerplate questions to the Harris campaign in advance of the debate the other night, which happened with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump debating in 2016, and CNN gave the questions to Hillary Clinton, and they let go Donna Brazile of the Herder back yet. Remarkable stuff. But that's a fascinating story. It genuinely is. And President Trump has commented on it. So they're calling it a conspiracy theory. And it may very well be another one of those conspiracy theories that just give it a minute and it will come true. And then the media will just ignore it, because the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. Amazing stuff. And the media attacking everybody over Kamala Harris and paying taxpayer money, paying for transgender transformation for illegal aliens and convicted criminals. The news media are attacking anybody that brings it up, but it's 100% true. It's not even, you know, like all they have to do is, you know, GTS, just Google that stuff, and they can find it. But they're so lazy, journalistically and intellectually lazy, and uninterested in the truth, that they just publish articles all over the place that are completely fake, like Susan Glasser at the New Yorker, lying her pants off, and very low IQ, demonstrating very low IQ. Pretty amazing stuff. In California, it's subsidies for illegal aliens and their cell phones. In New York, it's reparations for African Americans. The left is here, and they're mentally ill, and they should help their mentally ill compatriots to vote, the New York Times says.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Do you know that every 40 seconds someone in the United States has a stroke, and that 80% of those cases are preventable? This month is AFib Awareness Month. AFib is short for atrial fibrillation, one of the leading causes of stroke. So now is the perfect time to do something so easy to manage your heart health at home. CardioMobile 6L is a small, medical-grade, personal EKG device that records right to your phone. You get 6 views of your heart and 6 times the data to share with your doctor. And it's FDA-cleared to detect AFib. Now you're probably thinking, who can afford that? The answer is, you can. And it's more advanced than any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. And now, for a limited time, CardioMobile is giving 20% off to all my listeners. Just go to cardia.com, that's K-A-R-D-I-A.com, or Amazon, and use the code 20PLANT, that's 20PLANTE, to get 20% off your CardioMobile 6L. Sponsored by AliveCor, Inc.
President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. Mike Huckabee says he's tuning in like millions of Americans. Newsmax is now the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Watch Newsmax on cable, streaming, or on the free Newsmax app. And Newsmax has announced it plans to go IPO soon. For a limited time, eligible investors can even buy preferred shares in Newsmax, and they come with a 7% dividend. Get the details about Newsmax's planned IPO and shares. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. Get Newsmax shares. You can even buy shares with a credit card at NewsmaxInvest.com. Whenever making an investment decision, you should consult your attorney or financial advisor. And investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence regarding investments and for all tax and other risks and obligations. Don't miss out. Find out more at NewsmaxInvest.com today.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
At 8 years old, Brianna knew her house wasn't safe. That's when she was placed into foster care.
My mom wasn't taking care of me.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Brianna was adopted into a loving home.
Now I can be a normal teenager.
Every day, more than 50 youth in the U.S. age out of foster care without a family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security.
Alarm on.
My child has autism. He doesn't usually elope, but one day he did, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives.
If I didn't have a home security system, I would have realized way too late he's gone.
Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Smart locks, lights, cameras, and more makes Vivint Home Security the smartest way to protect your family and prevent a tragedy. Vivint is the number one smart home service provider in the U.S. Protection is just a phone call away. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to John, calling from Latonia, Ohio. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, John.
I heard you were talking about the assassination attempt on Trump. I was in Butler, and the one thing I saw that nobody talks about, I'll have to give you a little bit of background to lead up to it. I was about 130 feet from Trump, okay?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they had this railing they set up. They could move around, and that's where I was standing. And then there was other bleachers down there, not where the people got shot, a different place. That we had to have tickets set there. So anyway, shortly before Trump would speak, they brought a fire engine in and drove down, you know, on the where you couldn't be, and pointed it in towards the bottom of those bleachers. And when the three shots were fired, it was boom, boom, boom. What nobody talks about, instantly, like the fire engine was running, somebody was on the valve, a big gush of water went into the bottom of those bleachers. Like, could there have been another shooter there? Why did that happen? It was like boom, boom, and somebody was on the bell and turned it instantly. Like maybe they were thinking there was another shooter there. Why did that happen? And nobody mentions why. It was simultaneously. As soon as the three shots went off, he opened the valve and they shut all his water into the bottom of those bleachers. Not the ones where the people got shot, a different one.
I had not heard about that. I have no idea how to respond to that. You know, the local fire department ought to be asked about that. You know, there was a closed door hearing on that subject on Capitol Hill yesterday. We do have a couple of sound bites from that, and even Danang Dick is wondering about what happened there. I've got stuff on that coming up today.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Thank you.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Going to that place, and I mean, we would drive to the embassy, and we would literally get 50 cals in our face with a little machine gun, you know, and then we'd actually moon them or do something like that because we were young Marines. So it was a great experience and taught me how to love America even more, and I appreciate it. You know, I've retired from the Marine Corps after 41 years of military and federal service, strictly with the Marine Corps, and I love your show, and that's all I got.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of good stuff. Wow, career in the Marine Corps, and your presumably kind of a young officer, maybe a major as the leader of the Marine Security Detachment, yes?
No, actually, within the embassy, it's a, I was a staff sergeant at the time. So typically it goes up to gunnery sergeant, detachment commander, and at the district level, that's where the officers come in. But yeah, there were just five of us young Marines, you know, taking care of coup d'etats and crazy riots and all kind of stuff. So
a year and a half in Ouagadougou.
A year and a half. And we couldn't build caskets. The USA couldn't build caskets fast enough for the embassy staff because that's when the AIDS epidemic broke out.
Wow.
I didn't even know what they were. I was like, what are those wooden boxes? And yeah, they were getting buried so fast at such a rapid pace. And that was the epicenter of the AIDS pandemic. So
wow,
it was pretty interesting. But I've never heard Ouagadougou on the radio, so I just wanted to call in and thank you for mentioning that place.
I think a similarity. A city that needs to be noted from time to time.
Yes, exactly.
We need to remember Ouagadougou.
Well, I couldn't forget it, believe me.
You know, people said, people say, well, that's not a real city. That's not a real capital. That's a fake. You just made up that word. And no, it's a real Beepole city.
Yeah. And that's what they said. And they actually had a dartboard at the embassy school at Quantico. And one of them was Ouagadougou, you know, so they throw the dart and it hit Ouagadougou. And it's like, oh, they're going to Ouagadougou. So it was like the running joke in the Marines, like, dude, there is no such thing as Ouagadougou. So once I went there, I was like, there is such a thing. We couldn't even land the plane because there was a herd of goats on the tarmac. So we were in the air like 40 minutes just circling before we could land the plane.
I have found that when you land, the goats run away.
For some reason, they were just sitting there. I think the herder was taking a nap or something like that.
That's pretty funny. When you take off, they try to hang on to the landing gear and escape with you, though.
Oh, we had an animal in the aisle of the seat coming from Paris. So, I mean, I had a couple of drinks in Paris, and then I heard something sound like a goat. And I looked back and I was like, oh my God, I drank too much.
There's a goat on my plane. That is great. God bless you. That's wonderful. And now you're in Spotsylvania, Virginia. And, I bet you kissed the ground when you got back from Ouagadougou.
Oh, believe me. Even in D.C., I kissed the ground, but you know.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll do that nowadays.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah, but more than one time kiss the tarmac at Andrews Air Force Base after returning from some far-off land. I never got to Ouagadougou. I wish that I could say that I got to Ouagadougou because it's a great claim to fame, but you have it and I don't, Clay.
Well, I'd give it to you if it was 1991.
Thank you very much. That's very considerate. Thank you. I'm saluting you.
Oh, thank you.
41 years career Marine, and then working for the Marine Corps civilian. How great is that? That's wonderful. All right, now let me see. Thanks, Clay. Great stuff. Ouagadougou. I've been using Ouagadougou as an example of a Beepole city and a Beepole country for many years now, and I can't tell you how many times I've had people say, "Well, that's not real. That's a made up word." And no, it's not. It's where men are men and sheep are, terrified and they run away from. That's pretty amazing stuff. Yes, it is. Now, let's see. Which one did we want to get to first? Because we've got the big meeting on Capitol Hill yesterday with the Secret Service and President Trump being shot. You know what? Let's get to that because not just because it begins at soundbite number one, really, but because I kind of want to save the Springfield, Ohio stuff I'm looking forward to getting to. And there's so much to talk about there with all the lies that the lying liars are lying and telling. And I'm talking about the news media, the filthy, corrupt, the most corrupt institution in America, the news media. And we got, who is that? New Yorker or The New Yorker? I think it's The New Yorker with a ridiculous article on attacking President Trump for talking about Haitians eating cats and dogs and the ducks and the geese in the parks. And we already played the soundbite there, overturning cars and all that stuff. But let me get to Let me get to the Da Nang Dick. There's Da Nang Dick because he is a United States senator. He's a Democrat, though, so you can't believe a word that he says, can't believe anything that comes out of the guy's festering pie hole. But the Gateway Pundit has a good story on it today. Democrat Senator Blumenthal warns American people will be shocked, comma, astonished, and appalled. Shocked, they'll be all three of those things. SAA, we should have an abbreviation for that. Shocked, astonished, and appalled by report on Secret Service failures in Trump assassination attempt. Senator Da Nang Dick, the man who, he actually served in the Marine Corps as an officer, but then he went ahead and told people, kind of like Walz, you know, like Tim Walz. He said that Tim Walz should have just said, well, yeah, I served in the National Guard in all these years, but I didn't go to Iraq. I retired and I was running for office. And that'd be fine. That'd be nobody would have anything to say. Wouldn't hear a peep about that until, you know, his fellow National Guard people came forward and say, yeah, he fled as soon as we found out we were going to Iraq, which is what happened. But never mind that. Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal, who repeatedly claimed he went to Vietnam when he didn't, Democrat Connecticut, warned that the American public would be shocked, astonished, and appalled by the level of incompetence and failure within the Secret Service surrounding the July 13th, 2024, J-13 assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Trump almost got killed during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. We just heard from someone that was there in Butler, Pennsylvania, by Thomas Crooks. Thomas Crooks, who is a Democrat, even though he registered as a Republican. The Democrats were telling everyone to register as Republicans and then tamper with the elections there, right? An armed assailant, Thomas Crooks, with, he had somehow infiltrated the rally, climbed onto rooftops and true plural, because he walked from one building rooftop or could have to another. And fired off multiple shots. Yes, he did. Then he got shot in the face by a counter sniper with the Secret Service. And he was killed swiftly. And then they cremated his body. And they, where's all the, and the FBI is investigating. And if you can't trust the FBI, you know, who can you trust? Honestly. All right. So here's Da Nang Dick yesterday on Capitol Hill.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt.
Why don't you do it now? Why don't you report it now? And they say, we're going to be, when we tell them, why wait? Because the FBI is an ongoing investigation. You know, the U.S. government still hasn't released the documents that the CIA has on the John F. Kennedy assassination from 1963. And I'm not confident that we're going to get swift action from the reliably dishonest and corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation. Sorry to all the nice and honest FBI employees over the years. We have on our sea cruise a retired FBI agent, a well-known FBI who's been on several sea cruises, a great guy, with us, several sea cruises with us, and a great guy, of course. Wonderful, as are, I would say, most FBI people over the years. But then the Democrats put leadership in there, and they Sovietized the FBI, and that's a terrible thing. And we should straighten that out, and we can only do that by having a sea change at the federal government level, and that means Donald Trump and not Kamala Harris. Oh, I got some funny Kamala Harris, too, thing. I think you see this video that emerged that came out a few days ago, but we haven't gotten to it yet, where Kamala Harris is hanging out with Willie Brown, the big Democrat in California, and a funny question is put to them. I have that coming up. And a funny answer is given. Kamala Harris and Willie Brown, the big-time Democrat with whom Kamala was having sexual relations, not to bring Bill Clinton into it, but remarkable stuff. All right, now let's get to Democrat Congressman Jared Moskowitz. Jared Moskowitz was on Capitol Hill yesterday, and he was asked, because he was in the closed-door hearing, because it's a secret. They're not called the Secret Service for nothing. They were on Capitol Hill yesterday, and they had a secret hearing with the secret Capitol Hill people and left-wing radical extremists. Democrat Congressman Jared Moskowitz was doorstepped. He was on the steps outside the Capitol, and he was asked about what happened in the meeting.
We're going to have a hearing at some point in September, a public hearing, which is important because, you know, look, there are people out there on the left who think this thing was staged, and there are people on the right who think this was an inside job. And that's because no one is giving them information. We got to fill the void and got to give them information.
And that's because no one is giving them information, he says, as he does not share information, because it's a secret meeting on Capitol Hill. And while they're finding out what's going on inside the Secret Service and hopefully the FBI investigation. But the radical extremist Democrat from Florida, he says, well, the reason people don't, you know, trust in the, and there are conspiracy theories going around that people on the left think it was all faked and it didn't happen, and because they shouldn't be allowed to vote. Honestly, if you're that dumb, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You should have your voter and your driver's license taken away from you. You shouldn't have any ID at all. And no credit cards either. Shouldn't have an ATM card or anything like that if you're that stupid. Yeah, that's right. Percy's cutting this stuff up with scissors over here. Because, honestly, if you're that dumb, yeah, that didn't happen. If you're that dumb, you really shouldn't be allowed to vote. But the Democrats, if you are that dumb, the Democrats are depending on you on Election Day. And somebody should help you. If you're too dumb to vote on your own, somebody should help you. But Jared Moskowitz, he points out that there are people on the left think the whole thing was fake. It was staged. And then reasonable people, normal people, think maybe it was an inside job because there are a whole lot of unexplained things. And Jared Moskowitz says the reason that people don't have any trust in this is because they don't have the information. And then as a member of Congress who had just been briefed on it, he makes sure to not give us the information. Because that's our government. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Isn't that amazing? If fascism should ever come to America, it will come in the name of liberalism. A very wise and great 20th century leader said many years ago. I have Melania Trump. She had something to say on this subject, too. And I've got that coming right up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes so much time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every day. The app is really simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out, even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, but Prize Picks is the only online fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code PLANT and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I have an update, actually, for you, John, in Ohio. I got an update because, you know, I know a few people. And John said, thought that a fire truck opened up a hose underneath one of the bleachers on the day that President Trump was shot in Pennsylvania. And I'm told reliably that one of the bullets hit a hydraulic line on a different piece of equipment there at the event. Not on a fire truck, but it's a thing called a Zoom Boom. The Zoom Boom was holding up big speakers. So it's, you know, like lifts heavy things into the sky. And the Zoom Boom had a hydraulic line hit by one of the bullets fired by crooks. And that is likely what you saw there, John, according to my information. I'll just say that. And now let's go to the Melania Trump video. Melania Trump posted a video, since it's on the same subject, Secret Service briefing on Capitol Hill and Danang Dick and Jared Moskowitz and everything. Here's Melania Trump and Don Lemon, formerly of CNN, posted the Melania Trump video and then posted video of himself over the top of it, making faces and being sarcastic about President Trump being shot in the ear and nearly assassinated in Pennsylvania.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
She has one of the great accents of all time and looked wonderful doing it. And they resent that, too, don't they? Because they're kind of, you know, Rachel Maddow people. But the Melania Trump posted a 35-second video raising a couple of questions. Don Lemon, formerly of CNN, but he still represents CNN after all those years. And he laid himself his video of his own face mocking and ridiculing and raised eyebrow and curling his lip and making hand gestures and mocking Melania Trump. Because the Democrats, you know, they're this close to turning into a really, really bad party. Where was the story? I saw the story yesterday. Oh, Trump supporters are so close to violence and inclined to violence. All right, roll the tape of the 550 Democrat riots from coast to coast, and let's play the tape of Bernie Sanders volunteer shooting Congressman Steve Scalise and President Trump being shot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.